That's how your love makes me feel. Oh, I've always heard that you can't put love into words. It's like just before dark, jump in the car, buy an ice cream, see how far we can drive before it melts. Kind of easy.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for the hottest pregame show in minor league baseball. It's the Air Show, starring Michael Mark Antonini and Ray. Let's send it down to the dugout for today's show. Hey, what's going on, Ironbirds fans? Michael Mark Cantonini here for another edition of the Air Show. My guy Ray Atkinson right next to me. Well, it's two straight wins for the Ironbirds, both by one run as we get set for Game 3 of this six-game series against the Hudson Valley Renegades. But, Ray, two close wins the last two nights, another comeback win last night. It seemed like every time Hudson Valley scored, the Ironbirds answered right back. They took the lead in the middle innings, and they never looked back.
I'd like to check out the Ironbirds' SAT scores for last night because it was quite high. They were answering everything, as you said. And boy, they answered in a big way last night. Tell them about our boy Creed.
Yeah, well, it seems like every night on this pregame show we talk about Creed Willems. We'll get into a little bit more about him in a minute. But let's start with what happened. So I mentioned the second straight one-run win. Before I highlight Creed, I want to talk about Taron Vavra, who was fantastic last night at the dish. Went 3-for-5 with a double, drove in two runs. He's here on a minor league rehab assignment. So the Birdland faithful knows Taron from his time in Aberdeen a couple years ago. So it's nice to see him back healthy, swinging the bat well. And then, yeah, how about Creed? He's now tied for the league lead once again with his seventh homer of the season, an absolute moonshot over the shed in deep right field in the sixth inning. That was a big blast. It turned out to be the game-winning run, Ray, but he hit that 100 miles an hour off the bat. It was gone as soon as it hit the bat.
It was no doubter. It was going over the APGFCU sign, and luckily, no one on 95 got hurt.
And that's the big thing, because you never know. When you see a ball go over the shed, we're thinking 95 might be in play, and then that's an issue. But seems like everybody's all good, and it was awesome to see Creed just absolutely drill that baseball. But it wasn't just the guys on the offensive end getting the job done last night. How about the pitching, Ray? Another strong performance from the Ironbirds pitching staff. And how about Yaki Rivera at the end of the game? He got the final six outs, two scoreless innings to pick up his first save of the season. He was fantastic.
Yaki Rivera, he was in the bullpen earlier. We thought he was going to come in a little bit earlier, but then they brought him in, and he was able to get the job done. And another, I feel like I'm a broken record on this pregame show a lot when I say it's another long-form save for the Ironbirds bullpen. They are just getting the job done on the back end, and they are definitely shutting it down here at Leidos Field.
Well, it's great to see, it doesn't matter who it is coming out of the bullpen, able to get big outs at the end of the game, and not just the ninth inning, you know, seventh inning, eighth inning, and be able to finish multiple innings to complete the game. But the bullpen overall last night, just two earned runs in 4 2/3, four more strikeouts, that unit just continues to get the job done.
They'll win a lot of games with numbers like that, especially from their bullpen, from the starting pitching, you get your hitting clicking, it's just balanced all around. That's what the Ironbirds are. It's a game of balance, and they have it quite well. They're like a gymnastics team. They're balancing so well.
Yeah, well, the Ironbirds are very much a balanced roster, getting it done in every facet of the game, back over 500. Before we wrap up the pregame show, Ray, let's take a look at some of the positive trends that the Ironbirds are rolling with lately. So now, after last night's win, they're 10-4 at home this year. They love playing here at Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. The Ironbirds are now 7-1 when they have 10-plus hits. They had 10 hits last night. And they are now 10-3 when they hit at least one home run. So it's not always a guarantee to win games when you hit homers, but it always helps. And the Birds are, you know, getting it done, getting the ball out of the ballpark.
That's like mom's home cooking. They just love it so much. It's just comfort food. Comfort food here at Leidos Field. They get a lot of runs, get the home runs. It's just, yeah, it's fun to watch this year.
Speaking of Leidos Field, Ray, tell everybody here at the ballpark what's going on tonight and the rest of this homestand and beyond here. Take it away, my man.
All right, Aberdeen, how we doing tonight?
Woo!
You heard the woos? It is quite woo. Yeah, it's a little chilly tonight. So get on over to the Hanger Team store and get yourself a hoodie. It's also 5950 Day, the 70th anniversary of the 5950. So get yourself over to the Hanger Team store. Get yourself a cap. Michael Mark Antonini, come on back over here real quick. Jackie, I want you to zoom in on this hat right here. You can get this hat at the Hanger Team Store, located directly behind home plate on the main concourse, a 5950 New Era cap, 70th anniversary when it's been standardized. It's a celebrate today special occasion, right, Mike?
Absolutely. Well, you know, Ray, I'm not just the broadcaster here and the pregame show co-host. I'm also a model. So, you know, I wore this hat. I knew it was 5950 Day, and it worked out for your segment.
Yeah, for me, I'm not necessarily a hat guy, but anybody who is repping a hat, I'm going to definitely put you on camera.
All right, well, that'll do it for another edition of the Air Show. We got our guy Ferris here hanging out as usual. Wave to the people, Ferris. He's Ray Atkinson. I'm Michael Mark Cantonini. First pitch coming up at 7:05. Ironbirds fans, game three of a six-game series between the Birds and the Gates. Let's have some fun, and as always, Ray,
let's fly.
and everybody else having fun. Well, I don't miss much if it happens on the dance hall floor. Mercy, look what just walked through that door.
And gentlemen of Leidos Field Ricken Stadium, direct your attention on over to the pitcher's mound for today's ceremonial first pitch. Please welcome Mariah Barnaba. It's your pitch, Mariah. Nicely done. That is a pass ball on Ferris, by the way. But either way, a strike regardless. Good job, Mariah.
It's another great night for a ball game here in Aberdeen, Maryland, as we get set to play Game 3 of a six-game series between your Aberdeen Ironbirds and the visiting Hudson Valley Renegades. Hi, everyone. My name is Michael Mark Cantonini, live from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Well, it's two straight wins for the Birds to open up this six-game set with the Renegades. Two straight one-run wins. And with those wins the last two nights, the Birds come into tonight's game 15-14 overall in sixth place in the South Atlantic League North Division, but only two games out of first place. And on the flip side, the Renegades are 14-12, 1.5 games out of first. They are in fifth place in the North Division. Well, going to get you the starting lineups and the pitching matchups in tonight's game a little bit later in the pregame show. But first, I've got a pregame interview with Ironbirds catcher, first baseman Adam Retzbach. It was really fun talking to Adam earlier today. It's always fun talking to Adam, having some fun conversations, talking about catching, baseball stuff, non-baseball stuff, whatever. But it was fun to do this interview earlier today with Adam, and I'm excited to share it with all of you on the broadcast. So before we go any further in tonight's pregame show, I'm going to play my pregame interview with Ironbirds catcher and first baseman Adam Retzbach. Hope you enjoy. Michael Mark Cantonini back here on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network. I've got Ironbirds catcher Adam Retzbach joining me on the broadcast. Well, Adam, you're healthy this season. You went through some injury issues last year. How good does it feel to be back out there healthy, catching, playing a little first base, and you know, getting your swings in?
Yeah, it feels really good. Being hurt is, it's not where you want to be. It's just not as fun as, you know, being here playing with a lot of your good friends and just doing what we love. So really happy I'm back healthy this year.
What was the rehab process like for you last year? What did that look like on your end?
Just kind of a lot of the same stuff every day, really making sure you're getting stronger in the area that you got hurt. So I hurt my shoulder, so it was a lot of arm care, working on kind of strengthening and stabilizing that shoulder. So kind of the same stuff every day, but we have a good PT staff down in Florida. Byron Campbell is a great PT, and all the other staff down there, Brandon Farish is the rehab coordinator. I mean, we have a lot of good people down there and make the process a little more enjoyable than it would be otherwise, so thankful for them too.
It's a big deal for you guys as catchers to stay healthy because you take such a beating back there. You're going through that every day, putting on the gear and catching nine innings and all that. So what do you do not only to stay in baseball shape but to stay in catching shape?
There's just little stuff that you can't control, like foul balls and just catching a little ding here and there. But just making sure you're staying on top of stuff in the weight room, staying strong, and keep lifting throughout the season, I think, is pretty big. And I think we do a good job with that. And just arm care after the game, because you throw more than really anyone other than the pitcher. So just kind of same stuff every week, try to have a routine and stay on top of it.
What does that post-game catcher arm care routine look like?
It varies. So I'll do some shoulder stabilization work, some scap training. So there's like wrist weights that you'll put on and go through different motions with that. And pretty much similar stuff to that. Nothing too crazy, but if it works, it works.
I know you guys put in a lot of work before games. When you're specifically behind the plate, you've got the catcher's meetings, you're working with the pitchers and the coaching staff. What does a typical catcher's meeting look like?
So if we do a pitcher's advance meeting, we have the scouting report and look at some batters on the other team, see what their strengths are and how they match up with our pitcher's strengths, and formulate a game plan that we can go into the game with confidence with, and just make sure that we're working in tandem with the pitching staff. That's super important. Got to handle a staff and be able to be a guy that they like throwing to and have success with. So just staying on top of all that.
How do you balance all the catcher work and the behind-the-scenes stuff, but also making sure you get enough cuts in the cage or in BP and all that?
We're here for a lot of the day, so there's a lot of time. And if you're feeling good and able to get a lot of swings in, then there's going to be days like today where I'm playing first and we're here for a long time where I'm able to get a lot of swings in. But there are days where maybe we'll have a later report and you're just not able to, or you might not need it that day and just going to go into the game with what you got. So there's time for everything, and I think our staff does a really good job of accommodating what you're needing that day and what you're feeling, and they make sure that we get it working.
I love asking you guys about playing college baseball. You played at Lehigh, had a really good career there. What was it like playing for the Mountain Hawks?
I love my time at Lehigh. I have a lot of good friends that I still talk to. My best friend from home and my best friend from school, Mason Black, just actually debuted with the Giants last Monday, so I was able to go because it was in Philly. So, I mean, I was sitting in a section with a bunch of my college friends that were on my team and cheering Mason on. So, we're still pretty tight, and I had a lot of fun playing there. I feel like I got a lot better.
That's awesome, man. And one more for you. So I know that your family's been able to make it out a lot this year and last year. You know, they're close enough that they can make a day trip out of it in Pennsylvania. What has it meant to you to have their support, not only in general, but at the ballpark?
It means a lot. I feel very lucky that I'm able to see them as often as I do, because a lot of these guys are from the South or even...
Michael Marcantonini back here on the Ironbirds.
There's my pregame interview with Ironbirds catcher Adam Retzbach. Always good to chat with Adam. He had some really good things to say. It was really fun hearing him talk about, you know, all the ins and outs of the catcher position, talking a little bit about playing college baseball, talking about his family. So really enjoyed talking with Adam. And, you know, always he's just a guy who always has some good things to say. It's always fun catching up with him around the batting cage. So that's it for tonight's pregame interview. And before we get to the national anthem, let's get you the information on tonight's starting pitching matchup. Well, right-hander Zach Fruit gets the ball for the Ironbirds. He is making his sixth start of the season. He's been fantastic. He'll go up against right-hander Jackson Fristo for the Renegades. So two right-handers going at it tonight, and it should be a fun starting pitching matchup between those two guys. We'll get to the starting lineups after the national anthem as the Ironbirds are ready to take flight. They are out on the field, and we are ready for the anthem. Just a couple minutes away from baseball here in Aberdeen, Ironbirds and Renegades in Game 3 of a six-game series. We'll get to the lineups and first pitch when we come back here on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network. So I'll let you hear the anthem on the crowd mic, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Continuity back with you on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network. Game 3 of 6 between the Birds and the Gades. The Birds have the upper hand so far. They won each of the first two games by one run each. So it's been a couple close games between these two teams, but that's just what these teams, two teams do when they play against each other. It's been really fun to watch the battles over the last couple years. They split 24 games last year, and so far they have split 8 games this season. Well, Zach Fruit's out on the mound throwing his warm-up pitches. Let's get you the starting lineup, starting with the Ironbirds. Enrique Bradfield Jr. is in the leadoff spot playing left field. Tavian Josenberger, the second baseman, bats second. Mac Horvath is in the three-hole playing third base. Matthew Etzel, the cleanup hitter, is in right field. Elio Prado is in center field batting fifth. Carter Young is in the six-hole playing shortstop. Douglas Hodo, the designated hitter, bats seventh. Randy Florentino doing the catching tonight for Fruit. He's in the eighth spot. And rounding out the lineup, it was my pregame guest, or is my pregame guest, Adam Retzbach, naturally playing first base tonight and not catching. So one more time, 1-9 for the Birds. Bradfield, Josenberger, Horvath, Etzel, Prado, Young, Hodo, Florentino, and Retzbach behind Fruit. On the flip side for the Hudson Valley Renegades, it's Rock Riggio in the leadoff spot playing second base. Jared Cerna, the shortstop, bats second. Jay Savina is in left field. He bats third. Jesus Rodriguez, the catcher, is in the four spot. Omar Martinez, the first baseman, bats fifth. Josh Moylan is over at third base tonight, batting sixth. Nelson Medina, the catcher, is in the seven-hole. Kiko Romero, the designated hitter, bats eighth. And rounding out the lineup, batting ninth, it's the right fielder, Cole Gabrielson. So one more time, 1-9 for the Gades. It's Riggio, Cerna, Avina, Rodriguez, Martinez, Moylan, Medina, Romero, Gabrielson, behind the right-hander, Jackson Fristo. Well, Fruit is just about done with his warm-up tosses, and that means we are just about ready for baseball here in the Dean. First time this series, I have not had a guest in the broadcast booth, so let's see if I can remember how to call a game solo and bring you, hopefully, another Ironbirds win on the airwaves tonight. Well, Fruit is ready to go. He has been so good this season. Right-hander stands 6 feet 4 inches tall. He's 24 years old, just recently turned 24 at his 24th birthday, the week he made his pro debut here during the Ironbirds' first homestand. And now he gets the left-handed hitting Rock Reggio to start the night. First pitch from Fruit misses a little bit inside, a fastball there, and we are underway. So the count quickly 1-0 on Reggio, who homered on the first pitch of last night's game, sent it into the Ironbirds' bullpen in right field. 1-0 pitch, just a little bit off the plate on the outside corner, and it's 2-0. Five starts for Fruit this season. He has a 2.95 ERA through 21 and a third innings of work, 25 strikeouts, just 9 walks. Right-hander ready to go. 2-0 pitch, outside it's 3-0. Opponents hitting 213 against him with just a 617 OPS. Fruit has 5 pitches to work with, a 4-seam and a 2-seam fastball, and then the secondary stuff, he's got a changeup, a curveball, and a sweeper. Counts 3-0. And Reggio had the green light 3-0, swings and fouls it away, it's 3-1. Fruit tops out at 99 miles an hour. He lives in that 95 to 98 range. He got up to 99 while he was in college. This is a guy who could be throwing 100 soon. 3-1, nasty sweeper diving in on the hands of Reggio. He swung over and it's 3-2. So from 3-0 to 3-2, Fruit has a chance to work out of this here. Not want to put the leadoff man on a free pass. Now the payoff pitch. Fly ball to left field. Bradfield ranges over, and he makes the catch in medium left field. One up, one down for Fruit. Let's set the defense for the Ironbirds. Randy Florentino is catching for Fruit tonight. On the left side of the diamond, it's Mac Horvath at third with Carter Young at short. On the right side, Tavian Josenberger is playing second with Adam Retzbach at first. And then in the outfield, Enrique Bradfield Jr. roaming left, Elio Prado manning center, and Matthew Etzel holding it down in right. One up, one down. Here's Jared Cerna, the shortstop. First pitch high and away. It's 1-0. No score top of the first inning here at Aberdeen. Birds looking to make it 3 in a row and tie a season long in the winning streak department. Well, Fruit did a nice job coming back from 3-0 to get Reggio. And now Cerna, a tough out. 1-0, missed high. So I mentioned the five pitch mix for Fruit. 4-seam, 2-seam. That's the hard stuff. And then 3 off-speed pitches. He only had 3 pitches in his time as a collegiate pitcher and then added 2 in pro ball. 2-0. Grounder up the first baseline, foul. He pitched in college with the 4-seamer and the 2-seamer and the slider sweeper. He kind of calls it a hybrid. The Orioles call it a sweeper. But he's added the changeup and the curveball as a professional. And talking to Zach Fruit, he said they're, quote, brand new, unquote, pitches. Well, completely new to him. He's added 2 extra pitches, and now all of a sudden he's a 5-pitch pitcher. 2-1 pitch from Fruit. On the outside corner, it's 2-2. Fruit said the changeup has really been a feel pitch for him. He's just getting a better feel for throwing it, getting more confidence to throw it. And the Orioles helped him work on a new changeup grip this offseason. Counts 2-2 on Cerna. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Good fastball up in the zone. 2 up, 2 down. First strikeout for Fruit, and he looks great. That brings up Jace Avina, the left fielder. So how the Orioles changed his changeup grip, they had him take his middle finger off of the seams of the ball, so his middle finger wasn't the last finger on the baseball as he released it. And now it's his ring finger that comes off of the seam on the ball, and that's the last finger that it touches when he throws the change. He used the term seam shifted as his first pitch to Avina misses outside for a ball. And he said that the new changeup grip has led to more horizontal break on the pitch. So not only is he throwing it more accurately, he's getting more drop on it, and that's made it more effective. 1-0 from Fruit, up and in, and the count is 2-0 on Jace Avina. No score, top of the first inning here in the Dean. Birds looking to make it 3 straight wins. And Zach Fruit looks really good early. All 4 infielders straight away and deep. Outfielders straight away as well. Here's Fruit's 2-0. Swing and a miss into Florentino's glove. It's 2-1. So He's not just living up high in the zone with that fastball. He's going down in the zone, too. And the fact that he has the four-seamer and the two-seamer, it's pitches that move differently, similar speeds, but it really can throw a hitter off. 2-1 upstairs. Well, it hasn't been a problem for Fruit working behind in the count. Reggio was ahead 3-0, and Fruit got him to fly out. And now he'll look to finish off a 1-2-3 frame. 3-1 pitch coming up from the tall righty, lined up the middle, and it's backhanded by Josenberger. Didn't get much on the throw as it trickles over to the first baseman, Retzbach. But just to get to that ball, impressive for Josenberger. An infield single for Jace Avina. And that brings up Jesus Rodriguez, the catcher, who homered twice and had three hits in the series opener on Tuesday night. Fruit also, in talking about the changeup and the curveball, two pitches he's added this year, he said that technology has really helped him work on those pitches. The Orioles have so much technology at their disposal that they give these guys access to help them succeed. First pitch to Rodriguez, misses low and in. It's 1-0. He's talking about TrackMan, Hawkeye. I mean, there's so many different programs that give these guys access to data that they've never had before in their lives. 1-0, fouled away. It's 1-1. So it's not just physically working on the pitch. It's, you know, watching video. It's looking at data and numbers and the path of a ball. You know, the pitch type. You know, the pitch shape. Things like that. 1-1, fouled away again to the right side. It's 1-2. So you put all of that together, and Fruit has had all of that information to go off of to work on these pitches once he's added them. And, I mean, you'd think that he's had these pitches since high school or before that, because all five are effective. Runner at first with two down. 1-2 pitch, a little bit high. No score, top of the first. Fruit got Reggio to fly out, Serna to strike out, then Avina with a single up the middle that Josenberg got to, but didn't have a play on. Now 2-2 on Rodriguez. Next pitch, breaking ball, fought off the hands, out to short. Nice leaping grab by Carter Young, and the inning is over. No runs, one hit, no errors. One man left in a clean first inning for Zach Fruit. He looks good, as he has been all season, now in his sixth start of the year. So a zero on the board in the top half of the first. We'll go to the bottom half and see if the Birds can get on the board first tonight. Keep it locked on the Iron Birds Broadcast Network. Bottom of the first inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Michael Marcantonini with you on the call. No score after a half inning of play. Zach Fruit faced four batters and worked around a two-out single to log another scoreless frame. He has been so good this season, now into his sixth start. And now right-hander Jackson Fristo offers his first pitch to the left-handed hitting Enrique Bradfield Jr. Bradfield took that one low. Count is 1-0. No score, bottom one. Bradfield Jr., then Tavian Josenberger and Mac Horvath to follow. Third baseman Moylan is way in on Bradfield, a little bit off the line. The other three infielders deep. 1-0 almost clipped him on the pant leg. He had to lunge out of the way and then races across the batter's box to catch his footing. Count is 2-0. Fruit threw 21 pitches in the first inning. It didn't feel like that many. But he ran a couple of three-ball counts. Didn't matter, though. He got out of it. Picked up a strikeout as well. Counts 2-0 on Bradfield. Next pitch to Enrique. Drives one to deep right field. This one sends Gabrielson back, way back. It lands on the track and hops off the wall. Bradfield's around second, heading for third. Here's the throw. It is well in time. And Bradfield is tagged out easily by the third baseman, Moylan. So Enrique thrown out trying to stretch two into three. Well, if you hit a ball in that right center gap in this ballpark and you're as fast as Enrique, you know, a lot of times it's an automatic double and three is an easy possibility, but right there, just clearly not the right read for Bradfield as he was thrown out before he was really even three quarters of the way to third base. But give Gabrielson and Reggio credit teaming up on that relay throw. So a hit for the Birds, but an out for the Renegades. They'll take it. And here's Tavian Josenberger. You know, it just didn't look like Bradfield was flying like he normally does around the bases. And not to say he wasn't running hard out of the box, because he was, but, you know, stretching a double into a triple, it's not always that easy, even if you are that fast. The count's now 1-1 on Tavian, with one down and no one on here in the home first. No score in this one. Renegades grabbed the game's first run in each of the first two games. Josenberger swings over a changeup. Count is now 1-1, or 1-2 now. Fristo, 6 feet, 4 inches tall. He's in his second pro season, 23 years old. And he picks up his first strikeout. So two up, two down, not the traditional way. But we'll set the defense for the Renegades. Jesus Rodriguez is behind the plate. Josh Moylan's the third baseman with Jared Serna at shortstop. Rock Reggio is at second with Omar Martinez at first. Then in the outfield, you got Jace Avina in left, Nelson Medina in center, and Cole Gabrielson in right. Two gone, no one on. Here's Mac Horvath. Swings at the first pitch and chops it foul up the third baseline, 0-1. Shea Graham is the home plate umpire tonight. Christian Argueza has the bases. Bradfield doubled to start the game, but he was thrown out trying to stretch two into three. Then the Josenberger strikeout. A one to Horvath, who's swinging it well. And he lines one off of the pant leg of the pitcher Fristo, but Reggio, the second baseman's there behind second. He picks it up, throws to first. So that goes down as a 1-4-3 putout. And the Birds send the minimum three to the plate in the bottom of the first. So no runs on one hit, no errors, no one left on. Scoreless after one in the Dean. We'll head to the top of the second after this on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network. We'll be right back. top two here in the Dean. No score after an inning of play. Michael Mark Cantonini with you on the broadcast. Omar Martinez, Josh Moylan, and Nelson Medina, the 5, 6, and 7 hitters for the Renegades here. In game three of this six-game series, Zach Fruta, scoreless first, gave up a hit, struck out a batter. And his first pitch of the inning to Martinez is over for a strike. Fruit threw 21 pitches, 11 strikes in the first inning. And like I said, last half inning, it didn't feel like a 20-pitch inning for him. But a couple deep counts. Wasn't an issue, though. 0-1, make it 0-2, a chopper into the Ironbirds' dugout. And Martinez falls behind in the count. Zach spent some time as a starter in college, but he mainly worked out of the bullpen. Spent time at three different schools. 0-2, off of the mound, it knocks Fruit down, fielded by the shortstop Young over to first. And it's a quick out, number one. I don't think that ball got any part of Fruit. I think, you know, just lost his footing on the mound trying to get out of the way of the ball. So a 6-3 putout retires Martinez. And Fruit is retired 4 of the 5 that he's faced. So in talking to Zach earlier this season, I asked him about that pre-start routine. And he said it's a little different for him. He's not used to having the whole day to mentally and physically prepare to go out there and start. He's not used to knowing what day he's going to pitch on, because as a reliever in college, it's a little bit unpredictable. First pitch misses low to the left-handed hitting Josh Moylan. No score, top of the second, one out, no one on. But Zach said the biggest thing for him is treating the bullpen session before the game like it's his start. 1-0, swing and a miss, really good change up there, pulled a string on it. So going into that pregame bullpen session, which with whatever catcher he's working with pitching coach Jordy Henry, you know, going into that with the mindset that, hey, this is my start. I'm going to lock in now and not when I get to the mound on the field. 1-1, that's high. It's 2-1. He said another big thing is making sure he eats well throughout the day. You know, of course, that's an everyday thing, but especially on the day where he's taking the baseball and going out there and starting, he's going to make sure he eats well, puts himself in a good position to go out there and perform his best. 2-1, make it 2-2. Good pitch on the outer half. The Orioles organization does such a great job of giving these guys, you know, nutritional plans in addition to, like, you know, weight plans and for pitchers, you know, a pitching program, and for hitters, you know, a hitting program, as that pitch is chopped off of Moylan's leg. A foul ball, count stays at 2-2. So, I mean, they put the right food in front of these guys in the clubhouse, on the road, at home, doesn't matter. A lot of guys I've talked to have talked about, you know, changing their diet, whether it's adding new things, taking things out of it, or just eating more of the right things, trying to put on weight, things like that. 2-2 pitch from Fruit, foul tipped in and out of Florentino's glove. The count stays where it is. Zach also said he's really tried to work on attacking the mental side of the game this year. You know, locking in and doing things every day, especially on his start day, to mentally prepare. 2-2, low and in, 3-2. And the mental side is almost as important, or just as important, as the physical side. I mean, it's a long season. That's a mental grind as well. I mean, it's 6-plus months of baseball every day, almost all day. 3-2, a little bit low, and Fruit walks his first batter of the game. Moylan will trot down to first. Still no score here in the top of the second. One out, one on. That brings up Nelson Medina, the center fielder. And in terms of talking about the mental side of the game, I mean, these guys report to spring training, a lot of them in mid-February, pitchers and catchers the earliest. And then, you know, you're not done until mid-September, maybe late September, depending on playoffs. It's a lot of baseball and a lot of days where you have to be locked in and, you know, at your best with all eyes on you. Counts 0-1, Medina swung through that last pitch from Fruit. Next pitch, another breaking ball fouled off of Florentino, and he's bent over behind the home plate in a lot of pain. I don't know where that one caught him, but wherever it got him, it didn't look good, and I can't imagine it feels very good. So assistant athletic trainer Riley Sanders is out of the dugout. So is Ironbirds manager Felipe Alou Jr. So Florentino is hunched over behind home plate talking to Riley. And hopefully Randy's okay to stay in this game and continue. He's done a great job behind the plate. He's also coming on strong with the bat this year. That's tough. I mean, I was just talking to Adam Retzbach earlier today about the beating that catchers take, and he said you just can't avoid the foul tips. I mean, that's part of it. There's no way to avoid it. You can't do anything in the weight room or in any aspect of the game to prevent that. It just happens. So to see Randy take one in a, you know, wherever he took that, he's in a lot of pain right now, and they're trying to help him work through it. Adam Retzbach is playing first base tonight. He's an option to put the gear on if needed. Creed Willems, the other catcher on the roster, is not in the lineup, so there's an option there. But for now, Florentino's still out there. Felipe Alou Jr. picking up his catcher's mask. I remember the outfielders chatting, the Birds middle infielders chatting here on the infield. Zach Fruch is waiting to see if his catcher is going to be able to stay in this game, and whether Florentino stays in or somebody else has to put on the gear. You know, regardless, Zach will get a few warm-up tosses to lock back in. Well, in the Ironbirds' first base dugout, it looks like Creed Willems is putting on shin guards. You know, whether that's just to be ready in case or if he's going to come in. But Florentino's up now. Crowd giving him a round of applause. We'll see if he can stay in. They might give Fruit a couple extra tosses just so Florentino can catch them. And now Felipe Alou Jr. saying we're good to at least test it out. What might have gotten Florentino in the throwing hand or wrist? He just shook that off. So, I mean, that's important. He's got to be able to throw. He's back there catching some warm-up pitches. Just threw the ball back to Fruit. Looked good. We'll see what happens there. But Felipe and Riley looking on. Looks like they'll leave Randy out there. He says he's good to go. Well, that's great news that Florentino is staying in this game. I mean, he went down quickly after taking that foul ball. So Nelson Medina back in the batter's box. The count is 0-2. One out, runner at first. No score, top of the second. So Fruit got two warm-up tosses. Now he peeks over his shoulder at first. Here's the right-hander's 0-2. Swing and a miss. Nasty sweeper low and away. Two strikeouts for Fruit, and that brings up Kiko Romero, the DH. Really good pitch right there from Zach. Well, Fruit has, I mentioned, he's been very consistent throughout this season, through his five outings. He's coming off a career-best outing this past week. May 3rd at Brooklyn was his last start. First pitch to Romero, misses low and away, 1-0. Fruit went a career-high five innings, gave up one run. It was not earned. Posted a career-high seven strikeouts, walked just one, threw 66 pitches, 41 strikes. So he was consistent, efficient, racking up the swings and misses and the punch-outs. Was able to go deep, or at least as deep as he's been this season out on the mound. Five innings for him. We'll see if he can replicate that today. Counts 1-0. Next pitch misses outside. It's 2-0. Each team with a hit in the game, neither team with a run. Two outs and a runner at first here in the top of the second. Two strikeouts for Fruit. Can he add another? Now the 2-0 pitch. Outside corner for a strike. Good hold there from Florentino. Fruit has some reverse splits this season. Righties are hitting 256 against him, but lefties are only hitting 162. The sweeper's been really tough for lefties. That pitch on the outside corner as well. It's 2-2. Romero bent at the knees there. He didn't like the call. The sweeper diving down and in on lefties. Then, of course, the changeup that just drops down. Both really effective pitches for a right-handed pitcher against a lefty. 2-2, low and away. Went with the changeup there, and the count's full. So Moylan will be off on this pitch from first. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. As Fruit looks to keep this a scoreless game. Right-hander set, glove right at the chest. High leg kick, 3-2, fouled back. So we'll do it again. The Renegades scored in the top of the first last night. They scored in the top of the second on Tuesday night. Hudson Valley's been able to put runs on the board early, but they haven't been able to put many runs on the board late. 3-2, runner takes off again. Pitch is a called strike three, and Romero knew it right away. Back-to-back punch-outs for Zach Fruit give him three in the game, and he is through two scoreless here in the Dean. We'll head to the bottom of the second, see if the Birds can break this 0-0 tie. Keep it locked on MILB TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen. Score in Aberdeen, bottom of the second inning. Birds and Gades in game three of a six-game series. Zach Fruit looks good early. He's thrown a lot of pitches, over 40 through two innings, but two scoreless innings with three strikeouts, and here's Matthew Etzel against right-hander Jackson Fristo. First pitch of the inning to Etz, misses low. So it's Etzel, then Elio Prado and Carter Young, 4-5-6 for the Birds. Enrique Bradfield Jr. doubled to right center, but was thrown out trying to stretch it into a triple. So the Birds sent the minimum three to the plate in the first. Third baseman Moylan up on Etzel, respecting his speed. He'll drop one down if he needs to. Counts quickly 2-0. Light drizzle here at the ballpark right now. We've dealt with a light rain off and on throughout the day. We're playing baseball. Nothing that's going to prevent us from stopping this game. 2-0. Etz swung and chopped that one off of his foot. I was talking to Etzel before the game today, and we were talking about the rain. I said, "Have you seen the radar? What's the deal?" He said, "Well, rain's probably going to stop in about 20 minutes. And then I saw him a couple hours later while the guys were hitting in the cage, and he's like, "I lied about the rain." Because it was, you know, naturally it was raining when I went over to the cages. But it's just been one of those days, but nothing these guys can't play through. Counts 2-1 on Etz. Pitch from Fristo, catches the inside corner. It's 2-2. The Yankees selected Fristo in the 12th round of the 2022 draft out of Mississippi State. Fristo was on the 2021 Mississippi State College World Series championship team, a team that defeated Enrique Bradfield Jr. and Carter Young's Vanderbilt Commodores. Fristo was a freshman that year. 2-2 pitch. Etz fouled that one off of his bat. He's not happy with that. That would have been ball three, but couldn't get out of the way, so the count stays at 2-2. Fristo was teammates with Ironbirds right-handed pitcher Preston Johnson on that Mississippi State CWS championship squad. Fristo played a big role on that team just as a freshman. Another 2-2 pitch to Etzel. That one's low. Appeal down to first. No swing. Counts full. Fristo pitched in 16 games, 13 of them starts in 2021 at Mississippi State. Posted a 5.69 ERA, but struck out 68 batters in 49 innings. He was making a difference in that department. 3-2, Etz checks his swing, but it's a called strike three, and it's two punch outs for Jackson Fristo. Not only did Fristo strike out a lot of batters and log 13 starts that year for the eventual College World Series champs, but he pitched a scoreless inning in game one of the College World Series that year against Vanderbilt. Now, Vandy won that game before Mississippi State won games 2 and 3, but it was a scoreless inning for Fristo, even though he came in with the squad losing. Fristo misses outside to Prado. Elio Prado did not start last night, didn't play, but he is back in there tonight in center field. Deep breath on the mound for Fristo. 1-0. Popped up behind home plate. See if it stays in play, and it does not. Catcher Rodriguez ran out of room. So far this season, Fristo has made four starts. He's posted a 5.59 ERA and 9 2/3, so not much work there. 10 strikeouts, 10 walks. He's only allowed three extra base hits and no home runs. Opponents hitting .286 against him with an .806 OPS. Counts 1-1 on Prado as the rain continues to fall. Pitch misses low and away. It's 2-1. Well, the rain's falling, but it's not bothering anybody in the seats. I mean, nobody has really taken cover. 2-1, and misses high. So that's when you know it's light. You know, when I'm up here in the booth and I see people heading up for the concourse, that's when you really know it's coming down. 3-1 pitch coming up. Prado trying to work his way on. 3-1, fly ball down the left field line. If it's fair, it's gone, but that one is a foul ball. Home plate umpire Shea Graham with an emphatic call. Prado was kind of leaning to see if that one would stay fair. The Renegades all seemed to think it was going foul from the start. That had home run distance and then some. Prado trying to go on a heater. 3-2 pitch, fouled back. And Elio has been able to string some hits together. Had a game last homestand where he ripped two doubles and drove in four runs. He stacked together some multi-hit games, but hasn't consistently put it together and gone on a run. But he's a guy who's very capable of doing that. 3-2 pitch, inside ball four. So he works the walk there. Nice AB there from Prado. That's the first walk issued by Fristo. Fristo has faced the Ironbirds once already this season. That was back on April 17th at home in Hudson Valley. He didn't get out of the first inning. Two-thirds of an inning, gave up two earned runs. Not a crazy number there, but he walked four batters, and that was one of the issues. The shortest outing of the season by far. No score, bottom two, runner at first, one down. Double play depth up the middle for the Gades. Prado takes off for second. Swing and a miss from Young. The throw down in plenty of time, and Prado is chucked out trying to steal second. Rodriguez put it on the money, and Cerna, the shortstop, was waiting there for Prado to slide into his glove. So 2-6 on the putout. Second runner that the Birds have gotten thrown out on the bases so far tonight. And now with two gone and no one on, 0-1 pitch to Young. It's in for a strike, 0-2. Long pause on the mound from Fristo, who's rocking the high socks tonight. 0-2, foul tipped into Rodriguez's glove, and the inning is over. Well, Fristo has put two runners on base, but he's faced a minimum through two, and we are scoreless through two. We'll head to the top of the third, see what happens next as Zach Fruit goes back out there on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network. Michael Mark Cantonini back with you as we start playing the top of the third inning here from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. No score between the Ironbirds and the Renegades. Defensive change for the Birds here in the top of the third. Randy Florentino, after finding a way to stay in the game after taking a foul tip-off in the second to finish that inning, he is not in the game anymore. He's done. Walk into the clubhouse to get checked out. And Adam Retzbach is the new catcher for the Birds. He moves from first to catch. And Creed Willems, who was not in the game before, is now in Florentino's spot and playing first base. So that's the change for the Birds. Willems due up second next inning, so he'll hit out of the eight hole. And now top of the third inning, Zach Fruit back to work. Birds have had two runners thrown out on the bases so far tonight, one on a stolen base attempt, and one trying to stretch a double into a triple. So here we are with the nine-hole hitter Cole Gabrielson due up. Switch hitter batting from the right side. Gabrielson, Reggio, and Cerna. First pitch of the inning from Fruit. Misses a little bit off the plate. Looked like the sweeper. 42 pitches, 25 strikes for Fruit through two innings. He's looked good. He's thrown a lot of pitches, though. 1-0, missed inside. For context, Fruit threw 66 pitches through five innings in his last outing. And now up over 40 through 2-plus tonight. He's stretched out enough to go a little deeper. Maybe throw up around 75 or 80. Counts quickly 3-0. Gabrielson did not play last night. Started in right field on Tuesday and went 0-for-3 in that one. 3-0 pitch, hacks away. Well, that's the second time a Renegade has offered at a 3-0 pitch. Reggio to start the game, and now Gabrielson. Three-one pitch, breaking ball missed just inside. And it's a five-pitch walk for Fruit to start the third. Well, one of the things that I talked to Hudson Valley Renegades manager Nick Ortiz about earlier today, Nick and I go way back a few years. And, you know, he's somebody I've gotten to know throughout my time in baseball. And so I'm catching up with Nick. It's been great to do that this week. But Nick said one of the biggest differences about coaching in the major leagues, he spent the last 4 years as the quality assurance coach for the San Francisco Giants, to then coming back to the minors to manage the Renegades. And one of the biggest differences is everything you do at the major league level is to help guys win baseball games. I mean, that is by far the most important thing. I mean, there's so much at stake up at the big league level. It's all about wins and losses. At the minor league level, it's not so much about the win-loss record and more so about development. Liner over Josenberger's head into right center. Should be extra bases for Reggio as that one gets all the way to the wall. Gabrielson got a great jump. He's around a score from first, and Reggio is in with a stand-up triple. Rock Reggio plates Cole Gabrielson, and there are still no outs here in the top of the third. 1-0 Renegades. Reggio is swinging a hot bat. He's squaring up a lot of baseballs right now. And it's not just hitting the ball out of the park like he did last night. It's finding a gap and using his speed to his advantage. Rock Reggio doing his thing. And now with a runner at third and no outs, the Birds bring the infield in all the way around. Here's the two-hole hitter, Jared Cerna. Cerna swings and skies one down the left field line, foul. So 1-0 Hudson Valley here in the third. And so what Nick was talking about is here at the minor league level, you're doing things to help these guys develop as players and get to the next level, finding out what their strengths and weaknesses are and helping them just get through the day-to-day. You're not managing a game, you know, for the wins and losses. Of course, you're doing everything you can. Everybody is to win every game. That's the goal. Of course, that's the point of sports. But at the minor league level, you know, nobody's dwelling over the outcome of the game after the game, and unless, you know, it's a playoff game, because there's so much else that matters more. 0-2, dribbled up the third baseline. Fruit barehands it, slides, throws to first off balance, and it's wide. That one will probably go down as an infield single for Jared Cerna. Reggio in to score from third. He read that one well. It's 2-0 Hudson Valley. One of the things that Nick talked to me about, and I've talked to Felipe and even Roberto Mercado last year about this, is it's not all about the results on the field. It's about what you're doing behind the scenes, pre-game, making in-game adjustments, analysis, and self-analysis after games. That's what matters the most at the minor league level. First pitch swinging, Avina grounds one to third. It's foul. Fruits run into a little bit of trouble here in the third. Walk, triple, single, and it's 2-0 Hudson Valley. But the guys leading the way in both of these dugouts, Felipe Alou Jr. for the Ironbirds and Nick Ortiz for the Renegades. Both have had long, successful careers, both as a player and now as a manager in professional baseball. You know, they've been everywhere. I mean, it's very cliche to say, but it's true. Both have been in the game for decades. Counts 0-1 on Avina. And that one's fouled up the first baseline. Willems picks it up, flips it into the crowd. Counts 0-2. Well, Felipe Alou Jr. and Nick Ortiz crossed paths for the first time back in 2001. They were teammates with AAA Omaha in the Royals organization that season. Nick started the year at AAA, spent the whole year there. Felipe worked his way up to AAA. And that's where they, you know, really got to know each other, play together. Felipe, of course, comes from a long line of baseball players and coaches and managers in his family. And Nick said he really enjoyed playing with Felipe. 1-2 pitch, skips away from Retzbach to the backstop. And the runner from first, Serna, takes a big turn around second. But he stays put there. So a wild pitch on Fruit. So Avina steps back into the batter's box. Well, now it's Jesus Rodriguez, the catcher. That was strike three. Avina swung through that one. But he could not advance because first base was occupied. So Fruit gets the out. Four strikeouts now for him. He fires a fastball that catches the outer part of the plate there. 0-1. 2-0 Hudson Valley over Aberdeen. With one out and a runner at second here in the top of the third. A 1-1 pitch low. Fruit taking his time, looks out at second. Now the 1-1 pitch, fouled away down the right field line. Has not been easy for Zach Fruit tonight. The Renegades have made him work hard. He's worked from behind in the count quite a bit. But just the two runs home right now, not a huge deal. We know this Ironbirds offense can put up runs with the best of them. Fruit just looking to limit damage right now. 1-2, swing and a miss, another strikeout. Zach Fruit goes up the ladder, gets strikeout number 5, and Rodriguez, who's been a tough out all week, is now 0-2. So here's Omar Martinez, the first baseman. First three of the inning reached, the last two have gone down swinging. And now Martinez. Bounced to short his first time up. Birch down 2-0, looking to keep it that way. No bullpen action right now for the Birds. Fruit up at 60 pitches. And his 61st of the game is sent to straightaway left. And Bradfield puts it away to retire the side. So the first three reached, the last three made outs in order. Strikeout, strikeout, flyout. And Zach Fruit works out of a little bit of a jam. 2-0 Hudson Valley after 2.5. Go to the bottom of the third. See if the Birds can get some runs. Keep it locked on the Birds Broadcast Network. bottom of the third inning here in Aberdeen. Burns down 2-0. The Renegades grab two runs in the top of the third. Zach Fruit did a great job limiting it to just those two runs. Fruit, although he's thrown a lot of pitches, has made some great pitches as well, mixing those pitches well, and he has five strikeouts through three innings. And now Douglas Hodo, the Ironbirds seven-hole hitter leading off the third inning, takes a strike. It's Hodo, then Creed Willems, and Adam Retzbach. Willems on deck, looking to continue the hot pace that he's on right now. And then Retzbach swinging it well, too. A one, softly hit grounder to short. Cerna has it. Sidearm throw to first. It's in time to get Hodo. One up, one down. Well, Jackson Fristo has settled in nicely. He's looked a lot better this time against the Ironbirds than he did the last time. And here's Creed Willems, who did not start but entered the game as a defensive replacement at first base when Adam Retzbach moved from first to catcher to replace Randy Florentino, who exited with an apparent injury. Took a foul tip somewhere in the second. Willems swings at a first pitch breaking ball and grounds it foul. Well, Willems blasted his seventh homer of the season last night in the sixth inning. It proved to be the winning run. Absolutely crushed this baseball. It might still be going. He hit it over the shed in right field, and he hit it at 100 miles an hour off the bat. He's now once again tied for the South Atlantic League lead with seven. 0-1, pitch misses high. Seven homers, 23 driven in. He's hitting .293 with a .987 OPS. He's at or towards the top of so many offensive categories in the Sally League so far this year. 1-1. Chopper to second. Reggio comes up on an underhand toss to first. And Willems' buddy Rock Reggio throws him out. 4-3 on the putout. So two up, two down. Here's Adam Retzbach, the catcher, started the game at first base. Birds down 2-0, bottom three. Well, Retz, who played his college ball at Lehigh University in Pennsylvania, had a chance to see not only his former college teammate, but his hometown and college best friend, Mason Black, make his big league debut this past Monday at Citizens Bank Park in Philly. First pitch, swing and a miss, 0-1. So Black, who is a right-handed pitcher in the Giants organization, made his big league debut this past Monday against the Phillies in Philadelphia. And it worked out great. You know, every Monday and off day in minor league baseball, Retz was able to drive up to Philly about an hour and a half, a little bit less actually, to see his best friend make his big league debut. Black went 4 1/3, gave up 5 earned, tough outing, but struck out 4. And Rhett said that he sat in a section with a bunch of his Lehigh teammates, all cheering on their guy Mason. Both Retzbach and Mason Black from the Scranton area. So just a really cool thing to talk about with Adam. He was, you know, very happy for his guy Mason Black, but, you know, just hearing him tell the story, you can hear the you know, an energy in his voice talking about it. The guy that he caught throughout their college days, you know, they're growing up together in the same area. And it just worked out really well that Black's big league debut was on a Monday, you know, an off day for the Ironbirds, and it was in Philly. 1-2, foul tipped into the glove of the catcher Rodriguez, and the inning is over. Another strikeout for Jackson Fristo. Give him 4 one time through the lineup, and he's faced the minimum 9 through three innings. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one reached. 3 in the books in Aberdeen. We'll head to the top of the fourth next on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network. Top of the fourth inning here in Aberdeen. Zach Fruit back to work. He's really worked hard through three innings tonight, but he's looked good out there. Five strikeouts for Fruit. Birds down 2-0 to Hudson Valley. 6-7-8, Moylan Medina Romero for the Renegades. First pitch of the inning from Fruit. Fastball outside corner for a strike. 0-1 on Moylan. The Birds' bats not going quite yet tonight. Minimum 9 to the plate through three innings. That's it. And now Zach Fruit looking to keep this game where it is at 2-0. Up over 60 pitches, but he's thrown a majority of strikes. He's been around the plate quite a bit. He's got the 5 punch-outs. Just 2 walks in the game. He's given up 3 hits, but 3 of the 5 base runners that he has allowed went back-to-back-to-back. Walk, triple, single to start the third, but Baird down, got the next 3 in order. Now the count's 2-1 on Moylan. One pitch from Fruit. That one catches the outside corner. It's 2-2. Two runs on 3 hits, no errors for Hudson Valley. And no runs on 1 hit and no errors for the Ironbirds. Fruit is set. And the right-hander delivers the 2-2, swing and a miss. Well, Zach Fruit continues to mow down the Renegades. 6 strikeouts for him, and he is not nearly done. So one up, one down. Here is Nelson Medina, the center fielder. Well, Fruit's retired 4 in a row. He's fanned 3 of those 4. And he looks really good. Talking about swings and misses and getting guys to look silly up there. Well, Fruit has done plenty of that this year. First pitch, fastball inside to Medina. The first time that Fruit faced Hudson Valley this year, which was on Sunday, April 21st, he generated 13 swings and misses from the Renegades that day. That was fourth most among high A pitchers on that day. 1-0. A little bit off the plate, 2-0. But Fruit knows how to miss bats. Did it in college, he's doing it here. Really liking that 5-pitch mix that he has to work with now. It makes such a difference from a 3-pitch mix that he had in college. And, of course, you know, the 3-pitch mix was enough to get him drafted in the top 10 rounds, you know, get him to pro ball. But now to add 2 more, you know, that's such a huge positive. Bradley Brimmer in the bullpen for the Ironbirds. See if Fruit can get through this fourth. 3-0 pitch inside, just barely missed. Fruit was close with a handful of those pitches there. But it is his third walk of the game, so Medina down to first. The Fruit up to 70 pitches. And that brings up Kiko Romero. Most of these Ironbirds pitchers this season, whether they're starting or pitching bulk innings in relief, nobody's really gone more than 75-80. 70 pitches, 40 strikes now for Fruit. First pitch to Medina is in for a strike. Romero's in for a strike. So to see him come back with that fastball right there after walking Medina, that's huge. He'd love a double play ball right now. Move over to first, runner back. Horvath, the third baseman, is way off that line, a few steps back at the position. Young, the shortstop, and Josenberger at second. They're pinching for 2. And then Willems over at first now is holding on the runner. 0-1 pitch, breaking ball, missed a little high and away. Birds down 2-0 here in the top of inning number 4. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Nasty on the hands of the left-handed swinger Romero. Ball and 2 strikes. Fruit looking for another punch out. Runner takes off 1-2 low. Here's the throw from Retzbach. It's there, but it's a little bit late. And Young tried to apply the tag to make sure Medina, you know, didn't want to see if he came off the base, but he didn't. Counts now 2-2. So runner at second. Medina swipes the bag. Fruit trying to get a big out number two here. Back on the mound, looks at second. Glove set at the chest. 2-2, low and in, that's ball three. Bradley Brimmer continues to throw in the bullpen. Birds would love to bring him in to start the fifth instead of to finish the fourth. But we'll see what happens. Fruit steps off. I think he wants a new baseball. He just motioned to the base umpire that he wanted a new one, and Christian Argueza granted him time. So new ball for Fruit. This is a big three. This is a big 3-2 pitch right here. Zach set, taking his time, slowing down the pace. Payoff pitch, high ball four. And that's Fruit's fourth walk. Not the worst thing. It sets up the double play possibility in a four set, first, second, and third. But Fruit won't have a chance to get out of it. Felipe Alou Jr. out of the dugout. And he's going to take the baseball from his starter, Bradley Brimmer. The new arm set to come in for the Birds. So we will take a break here on the broadcast. And when we come back, we'll let you know a little bit more about Bradley. We'll do a quick recap of Fruit's night. Now, pitched really well. The final line score will not look as great as you'd want, but he pitched well. He made some really nice pitches, struck out six, but his night is done after 3 1/3. Bradley Brimmer coming in. We'll take a break. Birds down 2-0 to Hudson Valley. Keep it locked on the Iron Birds Broadcast Network. Right-hander Bradley Brimmer is the new arm for the Birds. Taking over for Zach Fruit. His first pitch is fouled back as Cole Gabrielson sends one to the backstop. Count is 0-1. Birds down 2-0 against Hudson Valley. The Gades with runners at first and second and only one out here in the top of the fourth. Fruit done after back-to-back walks. He's faced three batters here in this fourth inning. Responsible for both that are on base right now. And Brimmer gets an off-speed pitch past Gabrielson. The count is 0-2. Brimmer has four pitches to work with, a two-seam fastball, a splitter, a curveball, and a sweeper. Max is at 95. He usually sits 90 to 93. Counts 0-2 as he looks to put away the nine-hole hitter, Gabrielson. Cole walked and scored in the third. 0-2 pitch off the plate. Well, Zach Fruit was solid tonight. Didn't quite get the results he wanted, but some good numbers up there. Two earned runs on his ledger so far. Gave up three hits in 3 1/3 with six strikeouts and four walks. 1-2, swing and a miss. Bradley Brimmer gets a strikeout to start his night. And a good start for the right-hander. Big, it's a big out number two, and that brings up Rock Riggio, the leadoff man. Fruit threw 76 pitches, 42 strikes. Not an easy night for him, but again, the six strikeouts, that looked good there. He got squeezed a little bit. A couple of those walks could have been a different story. And here is Riggio, who tripled home a run and then scored in the third. So he's had his fingerprints all over this game, but he tried to check his swing there, could not. He went around. Count is... Oh, he didn't go around. Count's 1-0. Two runs on three hits for Hudson Valley, no runs on one hit for Aberdeen. Medina at second, Romero at first. Next pitch, Brimmer misses outside. Two balls and no strikes. Brimmer looks the runner back at second. Now both runners take off. Next pitch. Called a strike. Retz throws down to second, and he nails the attempted base stealer. Kiko Romero, the trail runner, thrown out at second. Retzbach, a great decision to go to second instead of third, and that is how the inning comes to an end. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left on after 3.5. Birch still down 2-0. See if they can get the bats going in the home half of the fourth when we come back on the Iron Birds Broadcast Network. To the bottom of the fourth inning here from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Michael Marcantonini with you on the call. Top of the order for the Ironbirds because they sent just the minimum nine to the plate through the first three innings. Bradfield, Josenberger, Horvath against right-hander Jackson Fristo, who has looked really good tonight. Four punch-outs one time through the order. He's allowed just two base runners, and both have been erased. Bradfield doubled to the right center field gap his first time up. It was thrown out trying to stretch it to three. And had to jump out of the way of that first pitch in on him. It is 1-0. Bradfield in left field tonight. Normally see him in center. That's where he's been most of his baseball career. But he's had a few games in left. Trying to move him around the outfield a little bit. Rips one foul down the first baseline. And in talking to Felipe Alou Jr. a few weeks ago about Bradfield playing some left field, and he said, really, it's just... You know, projecting long term, you know, where would this guy fit in at the big league level, a couple years from now, or whenever, you know, he could get up to the big club in Baltimore. And some flexibility in the outfield means a lot. 1-1, it's in for a strike. And right now, with the changes that have been made at Camden Yards, that left field wall is so much deeper than it was before. It has made left field at Camden Yards almost like having a second center field. 1-2, high chopper behind the second base bag. Cerna fields it, throws off the line of first. Bradfield had to hurdle Martinez, the first baseman, and he is safe at first. Martinez wasn't able to hang on to that ball. His foot might have been off the bag anyway, but Enrique Bradfield Jr. is safe at first. And that goes down as a Hudson Valley error. That's the Renegades' ninth error, and we're only in the third game of this series. They committed five in the one-run loss on Tuesday, three in the one-run loss last night, and now one so far tonight. Now Bradfield, fastest player on the team's at first with no outs. First pitch to Josenberger, high and away. Enrique chopped that one in front of the plate, and it went way high up in the air. Cerna fielded it quickly behind the second base bag. Then his throw was offline. That's what Bradfield does. He makes you rush throws. Takes off for second. Pitch called a strike. Throw down is a good one. Tag applied. They got him. Jesus Rodriguez has thrown out both attempted base stealers against him tonight. Showing off the arm, he has put both throws right on the money. He got Prado back in the second, and he gets Bradfield here in the fourth. It's not often that Enrique Bradfield Jr. gets caught stealing. That's the first time he's been caught this year. One out and no one on. 1-1 pitch is a strike, so it's 1-2 now on Josenberger. Enrique was 11 for 11 coming into the game. Rodriguez doing a great job, and give Fristo credit, too, for getting to the plate quickly. 1-2, Josenberger skies one to deep right field. Gabrielson goes back. This one's got a chance, and that one is not coming back. A solo home run for Tavian Josenberger here in the bottom of the fourth. It's his second homer in a week. And the Birds cut the Renegades' lead in half. That one was way up there, and it came down in the Iron Birds' bullpen. Gabrielson kind of watched it and then realized that one was leaving the yard. Tavian Josenberger with another big fly, showing off his power over the last week and a half. And the Birds are on the board. And Josenberger helps out the cause offensively, and now officially the Birds cannot go down with the minimum three batting in the inning. And now that helps the cause as well, as Matt Korvath is hit by the pitch. He goes down to first base. So the Birds getting to Jackson Fristo the second time through the order. The second and third time through the order is where the Birds do a whole lot of damage. I talked about the run differential in the middle to late innings for Aberdeen. It's really the fifth inning where they start to really hit. But now getting some work done here in the fourth. It's only going to help later. So we've got a 2-1 score in favor of Hudson Valley here in the bottom of the fourth. Tavian Josenberger just hit his second professional homer. He hit his first on May 1st at Brooklyn. He got that one way up in the air. Josenberger's had a nice series. That's his third hit of the series. And now Matthew Etzel has a shot with Horvath at first as the tying run. One out here in the bottom of the fourth. First pitch to Etz. Misses outside. 1-0. Moylan, the third baseman, way off the line. Cerna, the shortstop, is still on the third base side of second because he has to be, but he's shaded as far up the middle as he can be. Reggio straight away at his position. Then Martinez over at first, holding on. Horvath, who takes off. Pitch misses low. And this time, the Ironbirds have a successful stolen base attempt. Horvath is in with a head-first dive. Throw was late from Rodriguez. He also skipped it into the turf, and Horvath held on to the bag. The tying run in scoring position now. Birds down 2-1, trying to change that. Hudson Valley has scored first in all three games, but it seems like every time the Renegades score, the Ironbirds answer. Now, they didn't answer in the bottom of the third when the Gates scored, but within two innings of it, 2-0, Etz rips it foul behind home plate, 2-1. Look at second for Fristo. Now a leg kick, but he steps off. Held that leg and didn't go forward with it, so he's able to step off and just look a runner back to second there. Now, the home plate umpire, Shea Graham, calls for time. Counts 2-1 on Etz. Only one out here in the home fourth. Horvath dancing off a second. 2-1, low, it's 3-1. We'll see if Horvath tries to steal third. I mean, right now, the third baseman, Moylan, is off that line and in a little bit. So for him to break and then go cover third, not ideal. It's not easy. So if Horvath gets a good jump, he might have the base stolen easily. 3-1. Etz takes it outside. Ball four. Five-pitch walk. And that puts runners at first and second with one down for Elio Prado. Birds down 2-1. Bottom of the fourth. But a run home in this inning. Tavian Josenberger, a skyscraper solo homer to right. And here's Elio Prado. Prado has 12 RBIs on the season. He's got a couple birds out on the bases for him right now. Fristo looks at second. Now to the plate. Prado flips one down the right field line out of play. Counts 0-1. Well, Elio's just looking to break out. I mean, I feel it with this guy up at the plate. And he's working hard behind the scenes to put together a hot streak. He had an excellent spring training. Stood out to a lot of people at Orioles camp. Throwback to second, Horvath's back standing. He is from the capital city of Caracas in Venezuela. He has 3 multi-hit games in the month of May alone. All 3 of those came against Brooklyn, where he had 7 hits and reached base safely 11 times in the series. Takes a pitch outside, it's 1-1. Prado went 2-for-5, then 2-for-5 again, then took an 0-for-2 but walked twice. Then came back with a 2-for-4, including a double in a 4-game span. 1-1. Gets away from Rodriguez, the catcher. Both runners advance. And that's a great job by Matt Horvath and Matthew Etzel to read that ball in the dirt. They took a chance. It worked out. So both runners move up on the wild pitch. And now that puts the tying run at third and the go-ahead run at second. Takes the double play out of order, and it forces Hudson Valley to bring the infield in about halfway. Counts 2-1 on Prado. Here's the pitch from Fristo, outside corner for a strike, 2-2. Elio went 0-for-4 in the series opener, didn't play last night. Big opportunity for him right here. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Next pitch from Fristo, lined up the middle, past the diving Reggio into center. Horvath's in to score. Here comes Etzel. Throw to the plate is high. Prado's heading for second, and it's a go-ahead 2-run single for Elio Prado, and the Birds lead it 3-2. Well, Elio got his bat on the ball. Good things happen when you get your bat on the ball. The infield was drawn in a little bit, and Reggio, who maybe gets to that if he's playing deeper, couldn't get to it with the full extension dive. And the Birds hanging a 3 spot on Hudson Valley right now in the fourth, and they are not done. Excellent base running from Prado to get to second to realize that Medina was throwing home there. Didn't airmail the throw, but it was really high. And now the entire Renegades infield will meet on the mound with Renegades pitching coach Spencer Medic. So they'll chat. Birds 3, Renegades 2. And it goes back to that theme of what we've seen the last couple nights. Every time the Renegades score, the Birds have an answer, if not in the same inning, but in the next inning. And that's what's happened so far. Enrique Bradfield started the inning reaching on an error. He was thrown out stealing. Tavian Josenberger hit a solo homer. Horvath was hit by a pitch, stole second. Then Etzel walked first and second with one out. Both advanced on a wild pitch. And that wild pitch coming back to hurt the Renegades, because Prado's single up the middle turned into 2 runs instead of 1. And then Prado, the heads-up base running to get to second. Another multi-RBI game for Elio Prado. And he is having himself a nice month of May. So counting tonight, in seven games in May, Prado now has seven hits. And he has also worked four walks. So here's the switch hitter, Young, batting from the left side. Only one out and a runner at second. Fly ball down to the third baseline, foul. Counts 0-1. Birds 3, Renegades 2. These two teams have played a lot of close games since the start of last season. They split 24 games last year. They've split 8 so far this year. 0-1 pitch coming up to Young. Hard hit chopper to the first baseman, Martinez. Takes it to the bag himself. And Prado, the runner at second, moves up to third. The Birds have an insurance run 90 feet away. So here's Douglas Hodo, the designated hitter. Bounced to short his first time up. And now a balk. And another run into score for the Birds. Well, Fristo can't believe it. He's kind of shaking his head. But and now Renegades manager Nick Ortiz, for a quick conversation, asking him what he did. But it's now 4-2 Ironbirds. Prado into score on the balk. The Birds will take it. Well, and that's a situation where Prado getting to second on Medina's throw home is huge. Because if he didn't advance, he's at first, then gets to second on the ground ball, and then gets to third on the balk. But he scores on the balk because he picked up that extra base. And that's what this Ironbirds team does so well. That's what everybody in the Orioles organization does so well is, you know, they pick up the extra bases. So Hodo in the box. Trying to keep it going. 1-0, inside corner for a strike. Fly ball to shallow right field. We'll see who wants it. Gabrielson is in, and he makes the catch in right to retire the side. But a big inning for the Birds. They score four times. They did it on two hits, including the Josenberger homer and the Prado two-run single. Another run coming in on a balk. And just like that, 4-2 Birds after four. We'll head to the top of the fourth, or the top of the fifth, with the Birds doubling up on the Renegades. Keep it locked, the Birds Broadcast Network. Top of the fifth inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Ironbirds 4, Renegades 2. A four spot for the Birds in the bottom of inning number 4. And just like that, they're doubling up on the Renegades. Right-hander Bradley Brimmer back to work. He got the final two outs of the fourth. And he's back out there as the pitcher of record right now for the Birds. First pitch catches the top of the zone to the leadoff man, Rock Riggio. It is 0-1. Riggio tripled home a run in the third, then scored. Those are the only two runs for the Gates. Birds answering when the Renegades score. It's been that way all series. Riggio, Serna, and Avina. With the four-run fourth inning, the Birds now have 9 innings in which they've scored 4 or more runs this year. Pretty impressive. 1-1 pitch from Brimmer. Off the end of the bat into center. And Prado is in a couple steps, makes the catch. Can of corn for him out there. Riggio's retired. That's a big out number one as the Birds look for a shutdown inning. And here is Jared Cerna, the shortstop. Birds lead it 4-2 here in the top of the fifth. First lead of the night for Aberdeen. The Birds took their first lead in Tuesday night's game in the seventh inning. And then last night they took their first lead in the fifth and never looked back in either game. First pitch, strike to Cerna. And Bradley Brimmer's come in and done a really nice job. 24 years old, he's 6 feet 6 inches tall, tallest pitcher on the staff. A 1, make it 0-2, good fastball. He's from Indianapolis, Indiana, played his college ball at Indiana. His teammates with a member of last year's Ironbird squad, Reese Sharp. Sharp out for the year this season. Looking forward to seeing him back next year. Counts 1-2 as that pitch missed. O's drafted Brimmer in the 12th round in 2022. Pitched in 16 games, made 14 starts for Delmarva last year. And that pitch is outside. It's 2-2. This year so far, this is his seventh game out of the pen. He entered tonight with a 3.38 ERA. 4 earned runs and 10 and two-thirds. 10 strikeouts, 7 walks. Picked up another strikeout so far tonight. Opponents hitting 189 against Brimmer. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Cerna. Check swing, but he went around. So a punch out for Brimmer. 2 up, 2 down in the fifth. And Avina, the left fielder, due up. Avina struck out his last time. Well, between Fruit and Brimmer tonight, it's a combined 8 strikeouts, and we're not even through the fifth. This Ironbirds pitching staff has racked up a ton of Ks this year. First pitch misses off the plate. The Ironbirds just last week alone as a pitching staff struck out 74 batters. That's 13 strikeouts per 9 in the 6 games against Brooklyn. 1-0 pitch, that's a strike. 1-1. Base is empty with 2 gone here in the top of the fifth. Birds 4, Gades 2. One pitch, foul tipped into Red Sox glove, 1-2. The Ironbirds ranked 3rd in the South Atlantic League in ERA, 2nd in strikeouts, and 3rd in strikeouts per 9. They also have the 3rd best opponent batting average, which means 3rd lowest opponent batting average. Brimmer stepped off, picked up the rosin bag, now back on the mound. Counts 1-2 as Bradley looks for a 1-2-3 frame. He's set, glove at the belt, out of the windup, slow windup, 1-2, fouled back. Brimmer last pitched on May 4th, a scoreless inning against the Cyclones. 3 of his 6 outings so far this year scoreless, including 2 outings with 2 scoreless innings. 1-2 pitch upstairs. Brimmer faced the Renegades back on April 19th. That was one of his outings in which he went 2 shutout innings. Faced 1 over the minimum, walked 1, struck out 2, didn't allow a hit. 2-strike pitch again, fouled away. Renegades got 2 in the top of the third. The Birds answered for 4 in the bottom of the fourth. Brimmer once again out of the windup, 2-2, just missed off the plate. He and everybody in the Ironbirds infield was headed into the dugout. Thought it was strike 3, and I'm kind of with them on that. Three, 2 pitch. This time a called strike 3, and Brimmer picks up another punch out. Pitch caught the bottom of the zone. Avina knew it. And it's 3 strikeouts for Bradley Brimmer through an inning and 2/3 scoreless. Well, he looks good. We are through 4.5 here in the Dean. And the Birds sitting on top right now. 4-2 Aberdeen over Hudson Valley. Take a break and come back after this on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network. bottom of the fifth inning here in Aberdeen. Birds 4, Gades 2, game 3 of a 6-game series. Birds looking to make it 3 in a row and tie a season-long winning streak. Well, Creed Willems set to lead things off with Retzbach and Bradfield to follow. Willems entered the game as a defensive replacement in the third. He's at first base. First pitch of the inning is a little bit off the plate, 1-0. Jackson Fristo back to work. Fristo gave up 4 runs and faced 7 batters in that bottom of the fourth. His next pitch, Creed fouls it off of the glove of Rodriguez, the catcher. It's 1-1. Fristo up to 60 pitches now in this one. Threw a lot in that fourth inning after he faced the minimum 9 over the first 3. One one to Creed, low and in. Creed is just really locked in right now. He's did a lot of work throughout the offseason, early on this season, to get to a point where he's just mashing the baseball like he is. 2-1, chop foul. It's 2-2. Eighth round pick in 2021 out of Aledo High School in Texas. Orioles went way over slot to sign him to get him off of his commitment to TCU. So far in the month of May alone, he's slugging .619 after he slugged .642 in April. Counts 2-2, and he flips another one foul. Well, talking to Zach Cole earlier today, he said that Creed has just really matured in a sense of baseball. Not that he was ever immature as a person. Always, you know, very mature person. But in terms of baseball, he's maturing on the field. 2-2, rips one out to second. Rock Riggio snares it and throws to first. A little bit offline, but Martinez, the first baseman, holds it. So as Creed continues to mature up there, I mean, you're seeing it every day. Even on a ball like that, an out, it's hard hit, and he's squaring it up. You know, a guy who just continues to control the strike zone. It's really nice to see it. And like I said, you know, it's not all about the results at the minor league level. It's about the process. And for Willems, the process is working. Well, Ironbirds lead it 4-2 here in the bottom of the fifth as Renegades manager Nick Ortiz is out to the mound. He takes the baseball from his starter, Jackson Fristo. That's it. He works into the fifth inning tonight. He is done after 4 1/3. We'll let you know the final line on him when we come back and who the new pitcher is when we come back. Birds lead it by 2 here in the bottom of the fifth. Keep it locked on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network. Pitcher for the Renegades here in the bottom of the fifth. It is right-hander Mason Vineyard. And he gets Adam Retzbach with Enrique Bradfield Jr. to follow. One out, no one on here in the bottom of the fifth. Birds 4, Gades 2. Vineyard, a 12th round pick of the Yankees in 2022. That's had the wrong thing up. That was Fristo. Vineyard was an undrafted free agent. Oh, there, had it right there. Signed as an undrafted free agent in 2022. There's a swing and a miss. Counts 0-2 on a rest block. The one thing he does have in common with Jackson Fristo, who started the game for the Renegades, is they are both from the same hometown in Kentucky, Paducah, Kentucky. Not sure if I said that right. Vineyard pitched his college ball at Western Kentucky, so he stayed in state. But what are the odds? Two pitchers on the same staff from the same hometown. 0-2, Retzbach chops it foul, and that one got a piece of Rodriguez, the catcher, and he is down in a lot of pain. Gets up quickly. I don't know if that one got him around the neck. He's kind of massaging that neck with his right hand, but the home plate umpire, Shea Graham, will walk a new baseball out to Vineyard, give him a chance to, the catcher, Rodriguez, a chance to walk that one off. Vineyard, 24 years old. He's 6 feet 2 inches tall. Second pro season, and he is on to make his Renegades season debut. He finished last year with Hudson Valley. 24 games with the Renegades after 14 with the low-A Tampa Tarpons in the Florida State League. Just fresh off the IL the other day. Made one appearance down in the Florida Complex League with the Yankees affiliate down there. An inning and a third scoreless. Four strikeouts, no walks through 21 pitches. And now back up to Hudson Valley. Well, to Aberdeen with Hudson Valley. And he picks up a strikeout. Retzbach down on strikes. Two up, two down. Back to the top for Bradfield. Birds leading it 4-2. Two gone, no one on. Here's Bradfield. Takes a ball low. So Jackson Fristo done. First time in his career he pitched into the fifth. And now Mason Vineyard. So I just got word from Hudson Valley's broadcaster, Joe Vasile, who's the absolute man. He's been in the Sally League for a few years now, and you know, he does a great job on Hudson Valley's broadcast. But just got word from him that Jackson Fristo and Mason Vineyard were neighbors for a few years when they were little kids in Kentucky. So not only from the same hometown, but they were neighbors. How cool is that? You know, you grow up with a guy for a little bit, and then you end up pitching on the same roster in professional baseball. I mean, that's exceptionally cool. I mean, there's guys out there that have had a chance to play with, you know, friends or college teammates, but you know, a childhood neighbor, that's pretty cool to have that connection. So, you know, and then also to pitch in the same game one after another. Counts 2-2 on Bradfield with two outs and no one on. Each team with three hits. The Renegades have two errors. The Ironbirds have none. Next pitch to Enrique outside, and that one popped out of Rodriguez's glove. We've seen that happen a few times today. I don't know if he's breaking in a new mitt or what. Renegades looking for a 1-2-3 inning, looking for that for the second time tonight. This would be the fourth inning in five that they've retired the minimum. Bradfield takes low, and he's down to first. Bradfield's second time reaching safely. Brings up Tavian Josenberger, who went deep his last time up, a towering shot to right that got out. Wasn't a wall scraper. It also wasn't a bomb, but you know, definitely got over with by a few feet out in right field. First pitch to Tavian. He sends one off the end of the bat down in front of Avina, the left fielder. So a walk and a base hit with two down. The Birds are in business. That brings up Mac Horvath. Horvath, the Orioles' number 11 prospect on MLB Pipeline's top 30 list for them. 53rd overall pick out of UNC last year. He's from Austin, Minnesota, right in the city of Rochester. 22 years old in his first full pro season. Came on strong last year. Hit .321 with an OPS over 1,000 in his first 22 professional games. Three games in the FCL, 14 at Low A Delmarva, then 5 with Aberdeen to end the year. First pitch outside counts 1-0. Birds lead at 4-2, bottom 5. Scoreless through the first 3 for Aberdeen, then they put up 4 in the 4th. Vineyard looks at second. Both runners take off. Throw down to third, skips into the turf, and Bradfield's headed home, and he's in to score. That ball did not trickle very far away from Moylan, the third baseman, but the shortstop Cerno was back on the backup there. Neither could get to it quickly, and Bradfield, with as fast as he is and as good of reactions as he has, was able to score on the throwing error by the catcher Rodriguez. So once again, the Ironbirds forcing the issue on the base pass, and Enrique Bradfield forcing a throwing error with his speed. Bradfield with the stolen base scores on the E2, and it's another Hudson Valley error. That's their third. So Josenberger picks up a stolen base as well. He's in at second. And it's 5-2 Ironbirds. See if Horvath can get Josenberger in. And now he takes off for third. Huge jump. And didn't even have to worry about a throw down. Well, instead, it's a called strike 3 on Horvath, so it really doesn't matter. So Horvath down on strikes. And the inning comes to an end. So the Birds do not score. No runs on one hit, no errors. One error, one man left on. Through 5 full, it's the Birds 5 and the Renegades 2. Bradley Brimmer back to work when we go to the top of the 6th after this on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network. Top of the 6th inning from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium as Bradley Brimmer goes back to work. Birds picked up another run with 2 outs in the bottom of the 5th. Enrique Bradfield Jr. and Tavian Josenberger. A double steal that led to a throwing error from Rodriguez, the catcher for Hudson Valley. Bradfield got home as the ball scooted away from the third baseman Moylan. And now the first pitch of the top of the 6th is lined to left center, and Bradfield's over to cut it off. A base hit for Jesus Rodriguez, who just continues to hit the ball hard. 5-2 Aberdeen over Hudson Valley. 3 more errors for the Gades tonight. They committed 3 last night, 5 in Tuesday night's game. So 11 errors, and we're not even through the third game of the series if you're scoring at home. Runner at first, no outs. Here's Omar Martinez, who's 0-2 with a ground out and a fly out. Next pitch misses outside. 5 runs on 4 hits, no errors for Aberdeen. 2 runs on 4 hits, 3 errors for Hudson Valley. The Ironbirds will play for 2 up the middle. Horvath at third off the line. Willems at first holding on the runner. Move over to first. A tag, not in time. Everybody in the seats wanted that out right there. A nice move from Brimmer and Willems. At that tag, you know, maybe if Willems is left-handed there, they get him. Such a bonus to be a left-handed first baseman. 1-0, foul tipped, 1-1. Zach Fruit started for the Ironbirds, gave up 2 runs and 3 1/3. Left after 76 pitches, worked into the 4th. It's been Brimmer ever since, an inning and 2/3 scoreless so far. Bradley comes set, 1-1, breaking ball, swing and a miss. Nasty pitch there from Brimmer. So he's got the two-seam fastball that tails a little bit. He's got the splitter that drops, curveball, and the sweeper as well. Four pitches that all move in different directions. That'll play. Ball and two strikes. That's high. Next pitch, grounded foul. So the count stays at 2-2. As Brimmer looks to work around the leadoff base runner at first. Brimmer comes set. Not a big lead at first. 2-2. On the inside corner, called strike three. Bradley Brimmer paints that inner half. And he sends Omar Martinez back to the dugout. That's a big out number one as the Birds look for another shutdown inning. Right-hander Graham Fyrovet is up in the Birds' bullpen. Graham's been really good this season. See if Brimmer can get through this sixth and then have Fyrovet come in clean in the seventh. Short lead at first for Rodriguez, really short. First pitch to Moylan over at third base tonight. Misses 1-0. Birds 5, Gades 2. 5 runs for the Ironbirds in the last 2 innings combined after none over the first 3. Next pitch from Brimmer. Missed just off the plate there. The count is 2-0. Brimmer has really looked good since coming into this game. Got out of a little bit of a jam. Entered with runners on base in the 4th. And then a 1-2-3 fifth with 2 strikeouts. 2-0 pitch, outside corner for a strike. Brimmer dealt with some injuries last season. Made those 16 appearances with Delmarva, 14 of them starked, but his last appearance of the season was on July 15th. Missed the rest of the season with an injury, was placed on the 7-day IL, then transferred to the 60-day IL about a month later. But he's back healthy this season. He looks good. 2-1 pitch, low. Started his college career at Wright State, 3 seasons there, and then finished at Indiana. As a senior in 2022, he was Indiana's Saturday starter. Made 14 starts, struck out 77 batters in 74 and two-thirds innings. Was a one-time pitcher of the week in the Big Ten. It's 3-1, swing and a miss there, and a good breaking ball got Moylan ahead of it, 3-2. Had 11 strikeouts in 6 innings of one-run ball against Nebraska on April 23rd. And then threw a complete game, allowing just 1 run with 6 strikeouts in an elimination game on May 27th against Illinois in the Big Ten tournament. That turned out to be his final college appearance. Pretty good way to go out, and a pretty good pitch right there to pick up another strikeout. 5 strikeouts for Bradley Brimmer. Another backwards K in the book as Moylan heads back to the dugout. The last 3 strikeouts all looking for Brimmer, and he looks really good. Trying to get the final out of the 6th and complete 2 2/3. Here's Nelson Medina with a runner at first. And 2 gone. 5-2 lead for Aberdeen. Brimmer gets a swing and a miss there. Brimmer was originally drafted by the Orioles out of high school in 2018, 23rd round pick, but didn't sign. And then the O's went after him again in 2022 after 4 years of college ball. And this time, he did sign. Going to college, the right move for Brimmer. It was a 23rd round pick, then 4 years later, turned into a 12th round pick. Big difference. 0-2 pitch coming up, breaking ball a little bit too far inside, 1-2. He was a 3-sport athlete in high school, played baseball, football, and basketball. Earned All-State honors in baseball as a junior and a senior in Indianapolis. Peeks over his shoulder. 1-2 pitch, just off the plate. Looked good. Counts 2-2. Birds lead it 5-2, top half of the sixth inning. Brimmer set once again. Another look over his shoulder. Rodriguez still over there. 2-2, another swing and a miss. Bradley Brimmer racking up the strikeouts tonight. Give him a six-pack of punch-outs through 2 2/3 scoreless. He got 8 outs, 6 of them were strikeouts. Adam Retzbach gives him a quick high five, and the inning is over. Works around a leadoff single, strikes out the side in order after that. And after 5.5, the Birds still lead at 5-2. We'll head to the bottom of the sixth next on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
If you're looking for a rental contract or want to have your property managed, then contact TCA Property Management, Inc. Whether you need to rent it or need it rented, owner Don Curry and his dedicated staff offer 24/7 service. Contact Don and the TCA Property Management team today at 410-273-9585 or email office at tcaprop.com. That's 410-273-9585, and you can visit www.tcaproperty.com for more information.
Bottom of the sixth inning here from Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. Michael Marcantonini with you on the call. Bradley Brimmer turning in his best outing of the season so far. Season high 2 2/3. He allowed just one hit, struck out 6, no walks, no runs. He's been fantastic. If that's it for him tonight in relief, well, he exits doing a heck of a job for the Ironbirds. We'll see what happens next inning. But first, the Birds will look for some more runs. Here's Matthew Etzel. First pitch from Mason Vineyard, sent out to second. Reggio handles it on a hop in shallow right, throws to first, and Etz is retired. So one up, one down on one pitch. And that brings up Elio Prado with Carter Young to follow. Birds trailed 2-0 after the top of the third. It stayed 2-0 until the bottom of the fourth when the Birds got on the board for 4 runs. They added one more in the fifth, and here we are, 5-2 lead for Aberdeen in the bottom of the sixth. Prado walked his first time up, was caught stealing, singled home 2 runs, and then scored in the fourth. So he brought home the tying and go-ahead runs, and then he scored from third on a balk as an insurance run. Next pitch from Mason Vineyard is in for a strike. It's 0-2. Vineyard entered in the fifth and got the final 2 outs in relief of his childhood neighbor, Jackson Fristo. Each team with 4 hits in this one. There have been some walks on both sides as Vineyard misses outside. So a ball and 2 strikes on Prado, who is swinging the bat really well here to start May. 1-2, low and away, 2-2. Well, the Ironbirds played Hudson Valley really tough last year, and you know that doesn't really mean anything this season. Both rosters very different. A lot of things change year to year. Ground ball to the left side. Moylan fields it, throws to first. A little bit low, but Martinez holds on, and it's 2-up, 2 down here in the sixth. But last year against the Renegades, the Ironbirds had a series with the Gades here at Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium, where the Birds won the first 3 games. It was back from May 9th to May 14th last year. The Birds won 11-0, 3-2, and then 3-2 against the Renegades. But they lost the last 3 games of that series. So it turned into a 6-game series split. The Birds have a chance to win the first 3 with a W tonight, but they would love to then rack up some more W's over the final three. Next pitch to Carter Young, catches the outside corner. It is 1-1. Birds 5, Gates 2. These two teams notoriously playing some close ones. 1-1, high and away. Vineyard looking for a 1-2-3 inning. A little bit of a shift on for Young. Chase is high. And from 2-1 to 2-2. So two's across the board with no one on here in the bottom of the sixth. Next pitch from Vineyard, a little bit low. Went with the changeup there. Counts full. Count full on Young as the Birds look to avoid going down in order. Next pitch. Young chops that one off of his foot and runs out of the batter's box, hobbling a little bit. He'll shake that one off as home plate umpire Shea Graham walks a new baseball out to Vineyard. They're using the bat as a little bit of a cane right now. That doesn't feel good. It's a cool, wet night here in the Dean. Never want to foul one off the foot. Now, Young doesn't wear a shin guard. A lot of guys do, but sometimes it just doesn't even matter. You hit it off a spot that doesn't matter. Right-hander Steven Fulgencio in the Renegades bullpen right now as Young fouls another one off. Birds looking to take a three-run lead, maybe more into the late innings. 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball got Young. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Mason Vineyard. And we have played six here in the Dean. Birds in control, 5-2. We'll head to the top of the seventh after a quick break. Right-hander Graham Fyrovet coming in for the Birds. We'll tell you more about him when we come back. Keep it locked on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and WAMD Aberdeen. Birds 5, Renegades 2, top of the 7th inning in Game 3 of this 6-game series. Right-hander Graham Fyrovet takes over for Bradley Brimmer, who was excellent tonight. Final line on Brimmer, 2 2/3, 1 hit, no runs, 6 strikeouts, no walks. 41 pitches, 25 strikes, and now Fyrovet, the third Birds pitcher of the night. First pitch he throws is chopped out to second. 2 hops to Tavian Josenberger, and he throws to first to get Kiko Romero, the 8-hole hitter, out. 1 pitch, 1 out, good start for Fyrovet. And that brings up Cole Gabrielson, the 9-hole hitter. Birds 5, Gates 2. Renegades grabbed two runs in the third. That's it. They haven't had much going offensively other than that. They did have two on in the fourth. But other than that, haven't had more than one on an inning. Counts 1-0 now on Gabrielson. Fyrovit missed there. Graham has four pitches to work with. Four-seam fastball, changeup, curveball, sweeper. 1-0 tipped into Retzbach's glove. It is 1-1. Good pitch up in the zone there. Ramped up on the fastball. Fyrovit from Virginia Beach, Virginia. 24 years old. He stands 6 feet 1 inch tall. 1-1. Outside quarter for a strike. 1-2. Graham has made some serious strides this season. In 7 appearances out of the bullpen, he owns a 3.09 ERA, but that number is a little deceiving. He gave up 3 runs in just a third of an inning in his last outing. That was at Brooklyn on May 5th. But other than that, gave up just 1 earned run in his first 6 outings of the year. 1-2 outside. So ERA, especially this early in the season, is such a misleading number for pitchers, mainly relief pitchers, because, like I just mentioned, one outing can really skew it. 2-2 pitch, outside corner for a strike, and Graham Fyrovit goes 2 up, 2 down. So Gabrielson back to the dugout, back to the top for Rock Reggio. Fyrovit has gone 2-plus innings 4 times this year. And he has gone more than 1 inning, so 4 or more outs, every time except his last outing. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Well, Fyrovit has made a lot of adjustments since last season. And last year was feeling out some new pitches. He completely changed his arsenal from what he threw in college. A lot of work on that. 0-1, sent in the air to left center. Prado is right there to make the grab. And it is a quick 1-2-3 top of the seventh for Graham Fyrovit. He gets Reggio, and the inning is over. Time to stretch here in the Dean. The Birds lead it 5-2 over the Gates. We'll head to the bottom of the seventh after this on the Iron Birds Broadcast Network. Bottom of the seventh inning in Aberdeen, Ironbirds 5, Renegades 2. Right-hander Stephen Fulgencio is the new pitcher for Hudson Valley here in the seventh. He gets 7-8-9, Hodo Willems and Retzbach. So Fulgencio replaces Mason Vineyard, who threw an inning in 2/3. He gave up 1 run. It was unearned. Now, both teams onto their third pitcher of the game. Fulgencio in to try to keep this a 3-run deficit for Hudson Valley. Birds looking for more. Hodo, the DH, is 0-2 with a ground out and a flyout. A 1 pitch to Doug, misses outside. Hodo in his third pro season out of the University of Texas. He's from Houston, Texas, played his college ball in Austin. 1-1, chopper to the left side, high chopper. It stays fair, and it's an infield knock for Douglas Hodo. Well, we've seen a couple of balls chopped off or around the plate way up in the air tonight. And there was just absolutely no chance for Moylan over at third to get Hodo. And, I mean, really the best bet would have been to let that one go foul, but I don't know that it would have. So Fulgencio allows a leadoff base runner. Here's Creed Willems, who always gets the Creed chance from the crowd. Fan favorite here in Aberdeen and beyond. He's becoming a Birdland fan favorite. Counts 0-1 on him as the Birds look for some more runs. 0-1 pitch from Fulgencio outside. Creed was the Fort Worth Male Athlete of the Year in 2021 as a high schooler. Hit .412 with 10 homers, 5 triples, and 14 doubles as a high school senior. Earned All-State honors. Hodo takes off for second, pitches outside, throw down offline and late, and Hodo has a stolen base. Second of the night for the Birds. Excuse me. Fourth of the night for the Birds. I forgot about the double steal that led to a run in the fifth. So runner at second for Willems with no outs. Willems told me last year that his baseball role model is his brother Zane, who played baseball at Texas Tech for a little while. Also really looks up to Orioles catcher Adley Rutschman. Those two have formed a friendship over the last couple years. Of course, both catchers working together in spring training. Creed's learned a lot from Adley. Willems, another Orioles top 30 prospect, was in the spring breakout game back in March against the Pirates. 2-2, chopper up the middle. Riggio backhands it. Throws to first, it's low. Martinez can't handle the throw, and Hodo's in to score from third. A little bit of a low throw from Riggio, but looked like one that Martinez should have had. And it's another run for the Birds. It's now 6-2. So a single, a stolen base, and then Hodo scores on the throwing error. Or, you know, fielding error. We'll have to see. I got to confirm what that goes in as. But either way, the fourth error of the night for the Renegades. That brings up Adam Retzbach. Rough series so far for the Gades. Now 12 errors in three games this week. Now Willems takes off for second, and he's there without a throw. Creed Willems, well, he's going to have to retreat as Retzbach fouled that one back. I know Creed and Rock Riggio are friends. Creed's hit the baseball to him 3 times tonight. Had a chance to chat over there as he ran to second. Getting some wind sprints in. 1-1. This time Willems advances to second because the ball just got by the catcher Rodriguez. Now a throw back to second from Rodriguez and Willems back in there. Willems finding a way to pick up an extra bag. He is at second on the wild pitch. And that puts a man in scoring position for Retzbach. One pitch to Retz, fouls it back, right back behind home plate. He's on it. I talked to Adam before the game about a bunch of different things, and anyone who tuned into the broadcast early heard my pregame interview, but I asked Adam, how do you balance making sure you get enough cuts in the cage or on the field, but still do all the catching work that you need to? And he said, you know, they spend so much time here, you know, getting here early to get some cuts in. Some days they can, some days they can't. Another one by the catcher Rodriguez, and Willems moves up to third. Another wild pitch. Adam said that, you know, some days you just can't get the extra work in and you have to prioritize the defense and the catcher stuff, you know, the catcher meetings, working with the pitchers, things like that. But credit to really all catchers out there. You know, I'm biased because that's what I played growing up, but they have to do so much that people don't know about. 3-2 pitch to Retz, swing and a miss. So he's down on strikes. run already home here in the seventh for the Birds, and Willems is at third with only one out. We'll go back to the top for Enrique Bradfield Jr. He's reached safely twice. He's been on base three times. Gates play the infield in. This pitch to Enrique misses low. Count 1-0. Birds lead it by 3, 5-2 here in the home seventh. Infield remains in 1-0. Make it 2-0. That pitch missed low. Fulgencio having a tough go of it so far in his first inning of relief. He's from San Pedro de Macorís in the Dominican Republic. This is his ninth appearance of the season between low A and high A. Started the year at low A. Pitched in six games as Bradfield takes ball 3. 4 ERA, give up 4 earned runs in 9 innings down in low A. And so far up in high A, 2 games, both out of the pen, 3 earned runs in an inning and 2/3. More walks than strikeouts. Chopper to first, and no play at home, so Martinez, who bobbled that one, just has to step on first. It's an RBI groundout for Enrique Bradfield Jr., and Willems is in to score the seventh run of the night for Aberdeen. So Enrique gets the job done, 7-2 Birds. And now bases empty and two gone for Tavian Josenberger. Moylan, the third baseman, in and off the line. The other three infielders deep. Josenberger, a big swing over that one. It's 0-1. Bradfield just picked up his second RBI of the season. He's mainly hit in the leadoff spot. He's also missed a week on the injured list, so hasn't had many RBI opportunities, but gets one in there. He's been such a good table setter for this team. Now ground ball to second. Reggio's been busy tonight, has it. Throws to first, inning over. But the Birds add two more big insurance runs, and they lead it 7-2 after seven full innings here in Aberdeen. Two runs on one hit, one error. One man left on in the inning. And we will head to the top of the eighth after this quick break on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network. Birds 7, Gades 2. Aberdeen has really taken control of this game. 7 unanswered runs since the Gades grabbed 2 in the top of the third. And now Graham Fyroved has a 5-run lead to work with here in his second inning of relief. He's back out for the eighth after a 1-2-3 seventh. And his first pitch misses just off the plate to the two-hole hitter, the right-handed hitting shortstop, Jared Cerna. Birds grabbed a run, or 2 runs on 1 hit and an error in that seventh inning. Hudson Valley defense has been a little sloppy so far this series. They've committed 12 errors overall in 3 games. Not ideal any way you look at it. Birds have taken advantage of those miscues in pretty much every situation. But here's Fyroved. The bullpen has been fantastic tonight. Bradley Brimmer and Fyrevet have combined for 3 2/3 of shutout baseball with 7 strikeouts between them. And then you add the 6 Ks from Zach Fruit. It's 13 strikeouts for the pitching staff. And the Birds could be working their way towards a season high in the strikeout department. They still have to get 6 more outs. Fyrevet set 2-1. Fly ball to left center field. Prado and Bradfield racing over, and it's Prado who makes the catch. One up, one down. So 4 up, 4 down for Graham Fyrevet. And the bullpen tonight has allowed just 1 base runner. That brings up Jace Avina. Team pitching high in the strikeout department for the Ironbirds this season. I'm looking at the wrong game notes. I'm looking at last year's that I pulled for something earlier. Now we got to flip through some more pages. First pitch to Avina. Misses outside. Well, I mean, for the sake of saying it, I might as well. Last year, the Ironbirds struck out a season-high 20. That was the most they had in the game. So far this season, the Ironbirds have a unit, have fanned 14 twice. They did it on April 24th at home against Jersey Shore and on May 1st at Brooklyn. So looking to get to 14 or beyond tonight. They're already at 13. 1-1 pitch, fouled back. It's 1-2. Fyrevet comes set, holding the glove below the waist. 1-2, high and away. The Ironbirds hope that they don't have to hit in the bottom of the ninth for the third straight night. They'll get a shot to add more in the bottom of the eighth. Fyrevet looking to keep it rolling here in the top half. 2-2, high, it's full. Fyrevet's racking up the strikeouts this year. On May 1st at Brooklyn, he struck out 4 in 2 innings. Has 4 separate outings with multiple strikeouts. 3-2, that's ball 4. This pitch is not that far off the plate, but it's a ball. That's just the second base runner against the Ironbirds bullpen tonight. Give Zach Fruit a lot of credit, who started tonight. Fought through 3 1/3, gave up just 2 runs. And he worked around 4 walks. So here's Jesus Rodriguez. First pitch, grounds it to the left side. That's through between short and third into the outfield. Second hit of the night for Rodriguez. And that puts runners at first and second with 1 out. So the Gates have 2 men on in the same inning for the first time since the 4th. That brings up Omar Martinez, who's had a tough night at first base. There are a couple balls that figured he should have caught but didn't. Led to a run in the last inning. Next pitch, grounded foul up the first baseline. Fyrevet had Martinez out in front of that one. Graham comes set once again. Looking for a ground ball. 0-1, he gets a ground ball, a broken back grounder. Josenberger flips to second for 1. Young back to first, and it's an inning-ending 4-6-3 double play. Well, that's just my thing. I speak double play balls into existence, and Graham Fyrevet gets the weak contact, breaks a bat, and gets the Birds out of the eighth. We'll go to the home half of the eighth. Birds holding a 5-run lead at 7-2 Birds. Keep it locked on the Ironbirds Broadcast Network. Matt Horvath leads off the bottom of the eighth for the Ironbirds. Birds 7, Gates 2. 7 unanswered runs for the Ironbirds. The Renegades led 2-0 after the top of the third, but the Birds got 4 in the fourth, 1 in the fifth, and they added 2 more in the seventh. Left-hander Joel Valdez out of the Gates bullpen. His first pitch missed to Horvath. Count is 1-0. Birds looking for some more. They'll take at least a 5-run lead into the ninth. As they look for their third straight win, Horvath fouls one away, 1-1. Jackson Fristo started, gave up 4 runs, 3 earned. Defense for Hudson Valley, a story again tonight, not the way you want it to be. Vineyard went an inning and 2/3, gave up 1 unearned run. Fulgencio went an inning, gave up 2 runs, 1 earned. Now Valdez, 1-1. So 3 unearned runs on the board for the Ironbirds tonight. Even without them, they'd still be winning. And, you know, they still count the same on the scoreboard, whether they're earned or unearned. Birds taking advantage of miscues in the field. They've done that all series. Next pitch, missed low. Valdez spent some time with Hudson Valley last year. He's back this year. So far, he's been really, really good. A 180 ERA through 6 games. There's a strike on Horvath, 3-2. Just 3 earned runs in 15 innings. 19 strikeouts, 4 walks. He's trying to work his way up to Double-A Somerset. If he keeps pitching like this, he'll be there in no time. 3-2 inside, ball 4. Valdez went 3 2/3 innings of shutout baseball. Gave up just 1 hit and 1 walk on May 2nd at Wilmington. He struck out 7 batters that night. He has 2 games this year where he's fanned at least 6. And that brings up, after the walk to Horvath, that brings up Matthew Etzel. His pitch left on left. Etz takes outside for a ball. Counts 1-0. Valdez high, lifted the leg, moves to first. Got a pretty deceptive move there. Now, I thought for sure he was coming home, but pivoted and moved over to first. Valdez has not allowed a run since April 18th against the Ironbirds. His last 3 outings scoreless. Next pitch inside to Etzen. It's a little bit off his game so far tonight. He walked Horvath and he's fallen behind Etzel 2-0. Valdez gave up 2 runs in 3 innings with 4 strikeouts and a walk on April 18th against the Birds. 2-0, big cut there from Etz, and he tipped it into Rodriguez's glove, 2-1. Horvath, a solid lead over at first. Martinez holding him on. And another move over to first. Really quick move there from Valdez. Count still 2-1. Valdez spent all of last year with Hudson Valley. 25 games, 13 starts, 78 2/3 innings. Struck out 81, walked 55. So the walks definitely down this year. The strikeouts way up. Left-hander Davey Cruz is warming up in the Ironbirds bullpen. He's been really good this season, so he'll have a chance to close it out in a non-save situation. Next pitch, Etzel takes a strike. Thought about swinging, but held up. Scoreless baseball from the bullpen tonight for the Birds. The Bats have gotten it going. 7 runs. 3-2, low and away, ball 4. Another full pitch walk, so not only is Valdez walking guys, he's throwing a lot of pitches to do it. First and second now. Brings up Elio Prado. Prado! Meeting on the mound with the battery mates, Valdez and Rodriguez, and then Martinez, the first baseman's over there. Horvath walked on a full count pitch, so did Etzel. We'll see if the Birds can cash in some insurance runs. Catcher Rodriguez out in front of home plate, flashing the signs. Renegades hoping to get out of this with nothing else on the board. Already a tall task to go into the ninth down five. Pitch from Valdez, misses low and in, and he's just all over the place tonight. Does not have a feel for the strike zone quite yet. And the numbers show that he's been so good this year. I mean, really, only four walks coming in, and he just walked the first two. Tall and lanky left-hander. Here's the 1-0. Prado swings and misses. 6'4", he looks taller. Listed at 171 pounds. He is the definition of a lanky lefty. Native of the Dominican Republic in his fifth professional season. Both runners take off. 1-1 misses low, and it's another successful double steal for the Birds as they continue to run wild. Horvath to third, Etzel to second. Well, if I have it right, that's five stolen bases tonight. That's six. I missed one. It's tough counting, you know, going back in the book. That's six stolen bases. Birds making it really hard on this Hudson Valley defense. I mean, just continuing to put pressure on. 2-2 pitch. Prado rips one up the middle, a base hit. One run is in. Here comes his second. Another two-run single for Elio Prado. And the Birds have broken this thing wide open. It's now 9-2. Another four RBI game for Elio Prado. It's his second of the season. And he has the two games with the most RBIs in a game for an Ironbird this season. So Prado stays hot. Horvath scored from third. Etzel from second. And now Carter Young will have a shot with the Birds up seven. Well, Elio Prado on fire so far in the month of May. That's his fourth multi-hit game of the month. And it's only May 9th. Pitch from Valdez. Grounded foul down the third baseline. Young flipped around to the right side against the lefty. Two separate two-run singles for Elio Prado tonight. Between the two-run singles for Prado and the Josenberger homer, there's been a lot to like offensively, and then the Birds have cashed in on some errors and wild pitches and other things. 0-1 low and in. Nine unanswered runs for Aberdeen. So far this season, the Birds have put up 10 runs twice. They've won both of those games. They'll have a chance to do it here. Still no outs here in the bottom of the eighth. When the Birds score six or more runs this year, they are 10-2. It's pretty much automatic at that point. Big hole on the right side, 2-1, swing and a miss. Nasty breaking ball from Valdez right there. Counts 2-2. Birds only have six hits in the game. They've really taken advantage of the walks and the errors. But still, contributions up and down the lineup tonight. 2-2, another swing and miss, and Young is gone on strikes. That brings up Douglas Hoda, who singled, stole a bag, and scored a run his last time up. Ironbirds have six hits, six stolen bases. They've worked five walks, and Hudson Valley has committed four errors in the field. Another clean game in the field for the Birds, no errors. They've committed just one error this series. Next pitch from Valdez, high and away. Well, Dez does not have his best stuff tonight. But working through. Now the 1-1 inside corner. Good tight slider there. Two in the dirt. Rodriguez keeps it in front. Well, in the top of the ninth, the Renegades will send up Moylan, Medina, and Romero, 5, 6, 7, 8. Down 7 runs, that's a tough task. Have to come back from that. Birds looking to finish off their third straight win. 2-2, swing and a miss. So Valdez comes back with a couple of punch outs. Gets Young and Hodo. That brings up Creed Willems for the fourth time. Well, Willems has had a bulk of his work behind the plate throughout his career. He was drafted as a catcher. Started playing a little first base last year. He's there tonight off the bench. Pitch misses outside. But in the spring breakout game, the first annual spring breakout game back in March, Willems entered that game off the bench and played right field. You don't normally see him out there as he skies one to deep left center. Medina on the run. Makes the catch in that left center gap. Inning finally comes to an end. 2 more runs score for the Birds on the Elio Prado 2-run single. He has 4 ribbies tonight. And the Birds are well in control of this one, taking a 7-run lead into the top of the ninth. We'll head there next. Birds 9, Gates 2. Keep it locked on the Birds Broadcast Network. Top of the ninth inning here in Aberdeen. Michael Mark Cantonini back with you on the broadcast. Ironbirds 9, Renegades 2. The Renegades grabbed 2 runs in the top of the third inning. But they haven't scored since. 9 unanswered for the Birds, who got on the board with 4 in the fourth, 1 in the fifth. They added 2 in the seventh. And 2 more in the eighth. Elio Prado has 4 RBIs tonight. Tavian Josenberger has a home run. The Birds have 6 stolen bases. And the Renegades in the field have made 4 errors. Left-hander Davey Cruz is on to try to finish this thing off. He has been so good out of the back end of this Ironbirds bullpen so far this season. And although this is a very low-leverage situation, very low stress, he's got the ninth inning as the fourth pitcher of the night for the Birds. First pitch to Josh Moylan, the third baseman, misses high. And the count is 1-0. 9 runs on 6 hits, no errors for the Birds. 2 runs on 5 hits and 4 errors for the Gates. Cruz trying to finish it off. As he misses outside again, it's 2-0. Just 20 years old from Bonnie in the Dominican Republic. This is his ninth appearance of the season. He owns a 1.59 ERA, just two earned runs and 11 and a third. 16 strikeouts, four walks. 2-0, breaking ball in for a strike, 2-1. Cruz has a four-seam fastball, a changeup, and a sweeper. He's at 90 to 92, which nowadays is not considered throwing hard, as this one sent in the air to left center. Prado is over, and he makes the catch ranging in front of Bradfield. So one up, one down in the ninth for Cruz. But as a lefty who, you know, has kind of the arm slot that he doesn't really need to throw 95 up. He's topped out at 93. But sits 90 to 92, and he's effective with it. Just four walks this year. Last year struck out 103 batters in 97 innings, and now has a first pitch ground ball to third. Horvath has it, spikes it into the turf, but does it strategically, and they get the out at first. Nice pick at the bag by Willems. And with the turf infield here, you can throw one off the turf knowing that it's going to give either the first baseman, the second baseman, or whoever, whatever bag you're throwing to, going to give him a good bounce. And Willems, nice footwork there to hold the bag. So two up, two down quickly for Davy Cruz, and the Gades are down to their final out. Here's Kiko Romero. Birds lead it by seven, top of the ninth. Next pitch from Cruz ripped into the right field corner. Foul, just foul. Cruz last pitched on May 5th at Brooklyn, two-thirds of an inning scoreless. He gave up two runs in two and a third at Hudson Valley on April 18th. So this is his second appearance of the Gades. He has not given up a run in any of his other appearances. His last four outings all scoreless, after his first three were scoreless. But Cruz is the only lefter in this Ironbirds bullpen. He's turning some heads. A one count with two gone and no one on. Next pitch, high and away. Not on any top prospect lists, but he is getting people's attention. One. In for a strike, it's 1-2. So a ball and two strikes with two outs in the top of the ninth. Birds looking to finish off their third straight win. All four infielders back deep. Here's the 1-2 from Cruz. Got him. Breaking ball top of the zone. Romero flailed at it, and the Iron Birds put another one in the win column. The Birds' bullpen was flat out nasty tonight. Zach Fruit gave him two runs in three and a third. He struck out six, and then after that, Bradley Brimmer, Graham Fyroved, and Davy Cruz combined for 5 2/3 innings of shutout baseball. Birds trailed 2-0 after the top of the third. They got four in the bottom of the fourth to take the lead they would never give up. And nine unanswered runs leads to another Birds W. Pitching was fantastic. The defense was fantastic. And the offense did their thing as usual. Another great team win for the Ironbirds as they finish off their third straight win. They've already clinched at least a series split against the Renegades, but with three wins in three games, with three still to play, Birds are hoping for much more than that over the next few days. Well, Ironbirds fans, that was a really fun one tonight. The Birds absolutely did their thing. Another comeback win. The Renegades scored first tonight. They scored first in each of the first two games of this series as well. And, you know, they're just okay with playing from behind. They don't mind it. This is a resilient team. They continue to force the issue on the bases, take extra bases, and make things happen overall out on the diamond. Well, we'll get you some final totals in this one as we take a look at the box score. But first, let's give you a little summary of what happened. Like I said, the Birds took the lead with four runs in the fourth after the Renegades got two in the third. Elio Prado put the Birds up for good with a two-run single in that fourth inning. Tavian Josenberger hit his second career homer and second in the last week earlier in that frame as well. Birds tacked on a run in the fifth. They got two more in the seventh. And then Elio Prado delivered another two-run single in the bottom of the eighth. He finished with four RBIs. And the Birds finished off another big W. Final totals in this one, 9 runs on 6 hits, no errors for Aberdeen. 2 runs on 5 hits, 4 errors for Hudson Valley. With the win, the Birds improved to 16-14. The loss drops Hudson Valley to 14-13. Bradley Brimmer earns the win. It's his first of the season. He moves to 1-1. The loss goes to Jackson Fristo. He drops to 0-1. No save. Game was played in 2 hours and 37 minutes in front of 1,169 fans here at Leidos Field at Ripken Stadium. That was a really fun one tonight, Iron Birds fans. It's always fun bringing you guys the action here on the Birds Broadcast Network, but as I always say, it's even more fun when the Birds win, especially when they do it that way. Putting up 9 runs, the pitching was fantastic. A lot of things to talk about tomorrow as we go into Game 4 of this series. Well, really, again, the bullpen shined tonight. All 4 pitchers for the Birds did a good job, contributed to the win. The bats were hot again. We'll talk more about that tomorrow on the air show, which will start at 6:40. And then first pitch for Game 4 of this series lined up for 7:05 once again. A cool and rainy night here in the Dean, but the Birds and the Renegades played through a little rain early, and they finished it off as the Birds get another W. Well, that'll do it for me. The Birds are on a season-high tying 3-game winning streak as we go into Game 4 of this series tomorrow. We'll see if they can set a new season high with another W. But the Birds are hot, and the rest of this league should be on notice because this team is really clicking right now. That's it for me, for my outstanding production crew here in Aberdeen. My name is Michael Mark Cantonini. Thanks for tuning in. As always, thanks for flying with me, Iron Birds fans. Back at it tomorrow, 6:40 for the air show, 7:05 for first pitch. Birds win it 9-2 over the Renegades, 3 straight, going for 4 straight tomorrow. Have a great night, everybody. Go Birds.